You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
That makes me laugh, dude. Lewis threw the stick up in the air. Pantomime fucking stick grab. All right, we're back, everybody. My name's Robert Kelly. You're looking at me right now on the... what is this? Can we put the logo up, this bright screen behind me? Can we get rid of that? Here, give me that right there. You got it? Can you do two things at once? Yeah, you can, because you're fucking Lauren. You're not Scopo, who'd go, what's up? Are you telling me to... You told me. Everything is you told me or butt.
Yeah. Well,
he's got a big butt.
He does have a big butt.
He does have a big butt and wide hips.
He has wide hips.
He has a better figure than me. It's upsetting.
He looks
he looks more like a woman than I do.
He doesn't look like... He looks like a woman that just became a man. Like a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just transitioned.
He was going to get a slice of pizza last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, you really think you need that, dude? And I had a falafel in my hand, and he smacked it out of my hand.
Scopo pulled the fucking smack out of the hand move?
Yep.
Wow, he's getting... I'm telling you. And he did last weekend when I took him to Arlington, Virginia, the draft house. I told him I was petrified. I was because it was supposed to be Scopo and Stavros, which I'm okay with because I can switch them. And if, you know, I'm petrified. I go, dude, you better not fucking bury me. You got to do 20 minutes in front of me. I'm like, please don't. And he was like, I got it. I get that makes me nervous. A confident fucking opener.
You should have seen what I did to fucking Tom Cassidy's falafel.
Buddy, this
dude,
he didn't kill it, but he, you know, he did great.
He got one laugh, so he killed it.
No, I'm not even kidding you. He fucking did great.
He's doing good now.
He's doing great. Who fucking helped him? What happened?
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Why do you
know?
I gave him all of his confidence.
Really?
I
put him on a podcast. He doesn't have to fucking intern and carry boxes and drive me around. I just said, hey, Scopo, come in, be on my podcast, okay? Come out, do some gigs, open up for me a bunch.
Is this where you turn on me now?
Yeah, I'm taking over.
We can't... take it over what?
Taking over your fucking life, bitch.
Are you stealing?
Yeah, I'm stealing everything.
Are you going to take Lauren?
I'm staying.
Oh, man. What I would do for Lauren.
Lauren, introduce everybody, please.
All right, to my right, we have Peggy O'Leary.
Hello.
Could you do it, like, better?
Okay. Yeah.
Get a little oomph.
Yeah, put a little oomph. Let me see this.
Sorry, I just got over a cold.
Swallowing jizz? Yeah, why are you going
to... wish.
No, that gives you confidence.
Yeah.
What, swallowing
jizz? I wish.
Jizz?
Here's the thing. Don't give me I wish. Lauren, you're so fucking hot. You can literally suck off any guy you encounter in a second.
Okay.
So don't say I wish.
Okay.
This isn't a phony
that's a
podcast.
Weird. I wish I could swallow cum. Everybody can.
No, it's not.
Oh,
sorry.
It's easy.
Can I say that?
Well, we have the beautiful, funny Peggy O'Leary to my right.
Peggy O'Leary.
Hello. Shut up, Lewis.
What?
And then
I'd smash.
Gross. We have the regular Lewis J. Gomez, the rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And we have the funny Tom Cassidy here for the first time.
Second time. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Who's in that seat?
He's really memorable.
That is Damian Lemon. He'll be here shortly.
Okay.
And we have our Deepu.
And we have the guest on the couch.
And we have Matt, our guest, for the third time.
She didn't do it any better, Bob.
Yeah, well, whatever,
Lou. Look, she didn't do it any better.
Can we give her some sound effects or something to help her out?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
That was a queef.
Yeah. All right, we're out. All right, so I'm shutting this off. Facebook Live, thank you for watching. You want to watch the show right now live, where do they go, Deepu?
YouTube.com/YKWD podcast/live.
And make sure you subscribe, download the app, and download, and so be a premium member. Goodbye.
Bob, what happened to your head?
We're going to talk about that, because I do want to talk about it.
Because I can't stop staring at it.
I want to talk about my head after. okay? But hang on one second. First, I want to say, I have this whole thing. I'm just going to quickly go through this. Give me that camera. Yep. Right now, if you're a member, we're going to do this every week because a lot of people, it's going to take you guys. We have thousands of listeners and a bunch of people signed up already. But if you go download the new app on iTunes or on whatever it is for Android, if you have an Android or iPhone, get the new Robert Kelly YKWD app. Subscribe. It's $1.99 a month. You get all the premium content that we put up there. We have a brand new show coming up, the live from the Podfest. The audio and the video is going up on premium side. So you have to be a premium member to watch it or listen to it. If you can't do it, all episodes are free. All the episodes we do here in the studio are always free. The latest 10 are always free. So if you're like, oh, fuck you, don't have to. You still get the show for nada, okay? But after 10 weeks, the thing goes behind into the premium section. So, and we're going to do all kinds of extra shit, too. All extra videos going up there. So go right now, download the app. Go to riotcast.com, go to our page, click on the premium button, and subscribe for the premium. $1.99 a month. You don't even know it's there. It comes right out. Go to the app, sign up, get it on your phone. The app is amazing, and the app is free for both Android and iPhones. So yeah, go there right now. What's up?
If you want to hear the regular crew respond to the viral video by the Chamber Boys about our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
The allegations.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Those fucking queers from trying to come at us, yeah, and we fucking showed them who they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Abby and what's her name?
Abby Washuta.
Washuta. And
the gay kid, the Indian kid, and the bald guy.
Yeah.
Sounds just like
white. Yeah. I thought you were just describing all of us.
They really do.
It was a great episode. Man.
It was a great episode. We talked
their episode?
No, our episode. Okay. Their episode was good, too.
It was pretty solid.
They are pretty solid.
Sounds a lot like the Gas Digital Network plan.
The what?
The Gas Digital Network.
Oh, you mean the one that I told him a year ago that he's copying now?
Oh, are you fucking out of your mind, you fucking cocksucker?
Crazy.
That I told you, you piece of shit?
Are you fucking nuts?
No.
Listen, I'm not fighting with you today because I need you as a fucking ally because we have other topics. So fuck you with your, you're the original.
Why do you mean as an ally? You have a black guy and a chick? That's why. Racist and sexist. Chamber Boys, you were right. About everything.
Wow, fucking here, take that.
To me.
All right, so anyways, go to the premium, download the app, download and subscribe right now for premium. It's amazing. All you guys who have done it already, you're the best. All right, so let's get into this. First of all, Damian Lemon just showed up.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Why were you late? What happened?
Oh, man, I got caught up.
With what?
Family barbecue.
You're a comic. You have nothing during the day.
Yeah, I got caught up with poor time management.
What's that? What do you mean poor time management?
Time management was terrible. I thought I had a little bit more time on my hands to iron my shirt.
You had to iron your shirt?
You definitely didn't iron your shirt, though.
I think I did. I thought I did, you know. And then I had to catch a little slice of pizza because I was starving. So I just smashed that downstairs right on your stoop.
Right.
And I'm here.
So he was running late, and then he said, I'm just going to eat a slice of pizza instead of coming up.
I saw another man raising your son in a pizza
shop.
Yeah,
it's true. No, he's not joking. It's true.
It is true.
Oh, Dave Smith, he's with my kid. I
thought he saw B with some dude.
I thought if you would imagine that, that's the way he broke the news to me right now. He just saw B with some dude.
Some guy,
but you see, holding up James and he's laughing and giggling. Dude, oh, that would make me so happy. You know? Just to see B happy and James happy. Just
like
tickling
spot,
James.
Though.
Huh?
I like the new spot. I haven't seen it since it's been with all of the.
Thank you. Is your hat? Yeah, okay, your hat's on crooked. I thought I was having a stroke, man. I kept leaning this way. I kept doing this.
I'm
all right, thanks. I was getting dizzy looking at your fucking head. Thank you. It's a brand new studio. I mean, you know, as opposed to the fucking Chamber Boys who said, they're in such a little place. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
You haven't heard anything from them either.
No, she apologized to me.
Yeah. She apologized. Yeah. This is the funny part. She apologized to you and Dan Soder.
Well, I really did go on the attack.
Yeah, but
you acted like you didn't even see it, Bob. That's why she's hoping maybe you didn't see it. But I mean, me and my fans, we really laid down the hammer.
I forgot about it. Here's the thing. She fucking didn't. But she should apologize to me. She didn't attack you.
Then stop acting like you're above it. Show her that your feelings are hurt.
did you go to therapy today? What are you, Alan? I've never heard you say feelings hurt ever. My feelings weren't hurt. I was pissed off. Like I said, I don't care if you don't like me. Go fuck yourself about that. I don't know, who the fuck are you? I don't give a shit. But when they try to, when you take a show and you don't even fucking You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
No, forget it. Bob.
I don't want to get
keep these
it.
Guys out.
No.
I have to get the premium app to find what happened.
First of all, I don't like your fucking passive aggressive cuntiness today. I don't like it.
With who?
You, me, right now.
How am I being passive aggressive?
I like when you're just crazy, Lewis. I don't like fucking alternative Lewis.
First of all, you told me you don't like crazy Lewis. You're like, dude, I want you to come in and just fucking talk. I don't want you to fucking
come in with
sunglasses on and silly fucking hats.
I don't want you to be a character. You used to come in with a fucking, like you were Carrot Top with fucking props, you fucking idiot. I like this Lewis.
You just told me you didn't like this Lewis.
No, I don't like, you know what?
You are very difficult to please, Bobby.
I don't like you. You're right. Can you leave? Can you please take off and leave that hat? I want to leave the hat. I want to put it behind me. We had a podcast, this attack, this show. Me, you know, they were really attacking me.
They attacked your comedy, the podcast?
They attacked my stand-up. She said it was an awful stand, a terrible stand-up.
Yeah, another podcast attacked your podcast?
What do you mean, another? Yeah, another podcast.
Who's the Chamberlain Boys? Is that a podcast?
Chamber Boys.
Yeah. Is that the name of a podcast?
Just a bunch of fucking ass clowns. I don't know who the fuck they are. Mm-hmm. Can I just say something? I'm not even mad at them. I don't even give a fuck. I really don't. What I'm mad at is they tried to... They made shit up. They didn't do it. If they did their homework and they were saying shit that was real, I'd be like, okay, they just really don't like me and that's their opinion. Fuck off. They were making shit up on the fly.
What would they say?
They said my show's homophobic, which is not.
They're a bunch of faggots, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ, Lewis has sucked so much dick on this show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I got here.
Okay. He sucked. I mean, me and Dan were talking about that. How great you suck dick.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's almost uncanny.
Yeah.
Like
there might be some new listeners listening. Can you clarify that I didn't actually suck a real dick?
No, you sucked my dick at a party. Fine. You were
fucking
drunk.
You sucked a fake dick in front of your friend?
No, he sucked my dick when he wanted to open
for
me.
In front of a 300-seat room.
He wanted to open for me at Levity Live, and I was like, well, there's one way to do that. So he sucked my dick.
Yeah. If you want those meatballs...
No, we did a fake blowjob contest.
Yeah, it was really funny.
With him and Bailey J, who's, you know, a friend of mine, but she's also a transgendered.
So Bobby put a dildo, which is somewhere around here, somewhere, and he pulled it in his pants, and I went first.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that one. And I really fucking gave him a good fucking go. He put one of his legs up on a chair. I grabbed his ass. I pulled his face toward me. I spit on it.
Listen to me.
It was awesome.
I'm going to tell you this, and because there's a certain way
this
I like
really
head.
Happened?
There's a certain way. Put your headphones on. There's a certain way I like head. It doesn't matter. You got to put your headphones on.
I'll turn
one on because you won't hear us, and you're going to fucking talk over people.
We didn't even know the headphone covers are going to match your hat. That's just fucking God, like you being cool, bro.
Thank you, brother. I like my dick sucked a certain way.
Okay.
And Lewis sucks my dick the way I like
it. Did you know how he liked it, or you just happened?
No, that's the connection that we have.
That's great.
Did you deep throat it?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
He put the whole thing in his mouth.
Nothing like a Puerto Rican.
But he knows how to fucking do the twist, the spit, and then the twist.
Well, they say that a man knows how to suck a dick better than a woman because you know what you like. Mm-hmm. It's not that you have your dick that you like your dick sucked a certain way. We all like our dick sucked that way.
That's absolutely not true.
Yeah.
There's some girls.
Some guys like a finger on the butt. Some guys don't. But
that's absolutely not true.
That's the only deviation.
You're out of your fucking mind. I know guys who just like the top of their dick sucked, just the head.
What?
Yeah.
Just like the head. I know guys who they can only get. When they have their nipples being played with, do they like their... There's not just one way of sucking dick. I like my dick sloppy sucked.
Mm. I don't like the gagging, the... I hate that.
Dude,
you love that?
You sucked my dick sloppy suck.
Was there a lot of eye contact?
That's my nickname for you.
But do you have a gag reflex? Would you? I don't have a gag reflex, so that doesn't happen. Uh-oh.
He doesn't need one.
I heard that there's this spray that you could spray into the back of your throat so it numbs the back.
Yeah. It's called fucking spray jizz.
It is.
You sucked it all the way to completion?
What? You weren't. He should have put his headphones on earlier.
No, I caught it.
It was
a dildo.
Mm-hmm. But here's the best part of it.
It was all.
I finished, and I really put every effort into it. The crowd, there was 300 people in the room just cheering me on, screaming. And then Bailey J, the trendy porn star, was up next. And then as soon as I finished, he was like, you know what? I tap out, you win.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But I wouldn't want to follow. She's a porn star. I'm not following some Puerto Rican from fucking Nyack. I don't want to bomb after him.
He was the opener.
He did a rabbit. Fucking did an M&M.
I told everyone to fill out their comment cards. Make sure you turn your cell phones off.
I remember Norton was hard.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Probably before the whole shit started.
So anyways, fuck them. Moving on. We had the but that's the only reason why they bugged me. She's just a fucking phony fraud fuckface.
Yeah. Does anybody know this chick? Abby will shoot
I don't fucking know her. She's a fucking
fraud.
Is
she a comic?
Yeah, she's supposedly.
Play her stand-up on the show. It's awful. We did it on Legion of Skanks the other night. We played it with Anthony, and we just fucking trashed her.
Yeah, you know what? I don't. Because here's
love.
My deal.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not,
a lot of attention.
Yeah, too much.
It's too much attention, but here's the thing.
Not enough attention. I said we go to her house.
I'm not an asshole. She's a fucking asshole. She's a mean human being, a piece of shit, and she has no empathy for anybody. I'm not. I'm done. I'm fucking done. You fucking destroyed her. That's good. I'm out. I'm done with her. I'm not, you know.
You're done headbutting your wall.
All right, so you want to know what happened?
I want to know what happened to your fucking head, dude.
Right, it's not that. It's very.
He's Hindu
I'm
now.
Worried.
It's his third eye. You look like a fucking god that people would worship.
You already have it.
Yeah.
It's
a bandana.
You were installing something?
Yes, I was installing something.
He's being a man.
I came home yesterday from fucking LA, and I have this new little room I have in the back, this little smoking shed or whatever the fuck you call it, and I'm installing a ceiling fan. And I fucking smashed my head. As I was going up the ladder and it was hanging, I smashed my fucking head on the fan. That's it. I was just installing a ceiling fan with my wife.
Did it bleed a lot?
No, it didn't bleed a lot. I quit after that. You know, you really want to know where your relationship's at? Install a ceiling fan with your wife. Mm-hmm. And see how far you get.
Doesn't seem like it's a hard.
If you get all the way to the end, you got a good relationship. If you quit 15 minutes in and your head's bleeding, yeah.
Was it from the spinning blade? So it was all the way installed?
I installed it. And then I just see, you know, I want to see how fast the blades went. So I stuck my head. No, you fuck.
I don't know. I'm asking you. You wanted to adjust it and you walked into because of spinning blades.
You know why you know that? You know what? Because I'm not a moron, Damien. I'm not going to install.
How did you get hit with an uninstalled ceiling fan and still get just as injured as if it was installed since you're not an idiot?
Listen, I just told you. I had it hanging and I went up the ladder and it bumped me in the head.
Did you run up the ladder? Didn't
you hear me say that?
I heard you say that, but it just didn't sound as...
You don't trust me?
No, I'm not saying I didn't trust you, but I thought it might have been...
It just sounds as equally dumb.
Okay, that too, but it doesn't
seem... You don't have good depth.
Hang on one second. That's not true. I'm going to explain to you. It would be dumber if I installed the fan, turned it on, and then climbed a ladder near a spinning blade is dumber than installing it. And then as you're going up, kind of forgetting where it's there, and you hit head on by accident.
I don't know. I would have to argue against that. Because maybe you would just go, because I feel like that shit, something hit hard. So you must have been going up that ladder very fast.
I don't believe any of this story. I don't even think that's what happened.
What do you think happened?
I don't know, man. I think you were fucking,
it does have
you tried to put your head under the cabinet to find some cookies or something, and you just fucking scraped your face. You don't want to tell that story to everybody.
This is a cookie accident?
Dude, I tried to headbutt a cake. My fucking face hit the table.
I swear to God, it was a ceiling fan. I put it in. But that I did have cookies last night.
Did you?
I didn't hurt myself.
That was your reward for hurting yourself.
But dude. I went to L.A. The first night I'm there.
Why were you in L.A.?
I went and did Marin.
How was it?
It was pretty amazing, man. It was really a lot different than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Did he have a ceiling fan?
Did he have a ceiling fan? He did not. He has a very cool house, old school. Not too, you know, crazy.
Is it like
crazy.
The one on the show?
What's that? No.
Is it like the one on the show?
It's inside is, but not outside. Yeah. I mean, the garage is cool. But I've always been friends with Mark. I've always liked Mark. We've always had some weird connection, I think, because we're the same type of crazy. No, he's older than me, but the craziness. Our craziness is the same. And I don't know. I thought it was going to be... We just started talking in the garage, and we were smoking stogies. I brought a couple cigars and we smoked. And then we talked and talked. And then he put the button on. And as we were talking, so we just kind of went into this thing.
Oh, that's nice.
And it really got, you know, real deep. Like it was hard a couple times, you know, because we were talking about my childhood.
Are you going to cry? You had to hold them back?
Did you cry?
You fucking queer?
I didn't cry. Not at all. No. I didn't cry. It was fucking weird because I actually. Inside of the conversation, found out a few things. Like, a couple things started to make sense with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mark used to bang Dawn. It's his wife. Come on, guys, help me out here.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna help you. He actually said, I've been kind of bummed out. You know, we shot the show.
Okay.
This is the thing too. Everybody, anytime you feel sad or depressed or fucked up, mm-hmm. people always go through where you're at in this business and then tell you have no right to be fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, well, you're doing great. You're doing shows. You just started a TV show, and you know, you know your family, and you got a kid and a wife, and oh, I'm sorry. So I'm sorry. I'll just wipe away all my feelings and just walk around and go, yeah, everything's great.
Your biggest problem is still your biggest problem. You know, maybe it's different than it was 20 years ago, but it's still fucking, it still weighs that heavily on you, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what you mean, but yeah, I mean, I almost did.
You're profound.
That was profound.
That was deep shit.
Your lowest low is still your lowest low.
Absolutely.
You know, like my lowest low when I was 19, yeah. I was going to fucking rob a KFC. I'm not there, but still I fucking deal with shit.
You still feel like
now
it.
You just switch to Wendy's all the time. Yeah. Hey, James, you want to go to dinner? No. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I know. I'm just busting your balls. I get you. Yeah, it was. Well, here's the thing. What I figured out is that I get depressed. Like last year, it happened too. And I get depressed when you do a tour or do a TV show. And it's very similar to when I was a kid, when I was in juvie hall or rehab or foster homes or, you know, with my mom or the second dad and blah, blah, blah. I would have these groups of people that were my family or my people that watched me for a while, and then they'd leave. I would leave, or they would leave, and I'd be alone again. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, after the show, we do the show. We're on it. We're a team. We're together for 2.5 months, almost 3 months, and then it's over. All right, see you, bye, and you might never see them again. Mm. So it's the same ritual. It's exactly. I didn't want to say it because that sounds silly, but yeah, it's
that's what it is.
No, it is, mm-hmm. And so it's like I'm bummed out, dude. Yeah, you got a show. You did this. And yeah, I know everything's fucking.
It's called
great.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to fill them in.
But everything's great, right? You know what I'm saying? But I was still fucked up and sad, and we were kind of going through my childhood, and all of a sudden we put some shit together, and it was weird to figure it out. On a fucking podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a garage with a hipster.
He's good for that, though. He's good.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like he's reaching too much. Like, he'll, like, say something he's projecting onto the other comic, and the comic's like, I don't ever thought about it like that, but...
No, not with me.
But, yeah, but you actually had a breakthrough.
Well, we talked about a lot of childhood shit, man. I mean, it was... I didn't think we were going to go there, but we went there.
Mm. Let me ask you this, though.
Hey. I'm sorry, why can't I be here? I completely forgot.
Buddy, I'm trying to get the Chamber Boys on my side. All right, so stop talking over me.
Oh, you went emo for him. I like that. That was strategic.
Dude, this fucking podcast is deep.
Let me ask
here's the thing. You'll be there someday. Because you're...
What, Marin?
No, you'll never be on Marin.
Never.
But I'm talking about...
Never invite me to his home.
There'll be a time, and you're slowly happening to you, too. I remember being you fucking 27, my early 30s, and not giving a fuck about fuck, because you don't have to. You know, you've changed since you had a kid, and since your kid got older, you're still a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
But you've mellowed out in a lot of ways, because you realize that, shit, life's going by. And I'm not going that way. I'm going this way. And I got a kid, and there's certain things I want to do, and I have to fucking not be such a fucking disaster in all areas, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think a lot.
No, you're right. I have. It sucks. That's the one thing that really sucks is you have to you fucking end up caring about something else. Because we're all fucking...
I'm
it's
sorry,
true.
Did you just say it sucks that you have a kid?
I love having a kid, but what sucks...
I know what you're saying.
We used to be completely, and everyone in this room, especially comics, you're completely selfish. You're like, dude, it's about my career, it's my fucking time, you got my website, my social media, fucking spots, that's all you could ever think of. Yeah. And then you got this little fucking kid over there looking at you, be like, what about me? And you're like, I have to fucking feel for that thing. Yeah. You can't fight it. I guess some people do. Some people are a piece of shit.
That? Is that something you gotta work at?
Well,
no, Bobby actually fell asleep. It's hot outside.
Do you have to work at that, or is it like just...
No, it's an instinct that clicks in. It's an instinct. I mean, for some people, I guess some people don't. Some people don't give a fuck, mm-hmm. you know, but I do.
Yeah. Well, it's because I think we do because we weren't given a fuck about...
Yeah.
Right. I wasn't given a fuck about...
Yeah, but usually it's a cycle, right?
No, I don't. I think it can go that way, but I think because we're brought up so informed about how to raise a child
it's a weird thing with Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
It's like everybody is like on, like, I didn't know, like, my mom didn't know to not put fucking processed foods and TV dinners in my face. She had no, she knew she was poisoning me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's actually, you are really irresponsible if you don't fucking know to not give your kid a can of Coke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just literally, you're handing your kid poison. And if you are not, if you don't know that, it's because you do not give a fuck at all. You are completely disconnected.
Yeah, like I saw this kid with a fucking thing of juice, like just pure apple juice.
Yeah.
This big. And he was addicted to it. Where's my juice? And he started flipping out because he didn't know where it was. He's like, it's over. And he's holding it two hands. And it's like,
I used to drink like a 2 liter of Coke in a night. I would just go to the fridge and keep on fucking chugging it.
Oh, yeah. My family's always like, you were so cute when you were little. You could eat like 5 slices of pizza. Why the fuck did you give a 3-year-old 5 slices of pizza? That's your fault that I was morbidly obese by the time I was 14.
Entertainment.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because
it is funny. It is pretty funny. Look at it now.
They put money on it.
Yeah, they did.
That's Pizza Peggy.
Yeah, like.
Gotta do it.
Pepperoni Pizza Peggy.
Pizza Peggy.
Oh, God, that's so great.
I remember when I was a kid, I was telling Dawn, I go, I can't believe, if I look back at my childhood, before first grade, or maybe at first grade, or a little before, I was hanging out, I had five uncles. We would hang out.
Just running trans on you?
I know. I thought you were just going to tell us you were molested. I was like,
They used to fucking come in, pound me in the ass one after the other.
They didn't even wait till I was in second grade.
It fucking makes me sick even thinking about that.
They gave him Coke, it's too. I
drank Coke and jizz. But I would drink. I would drink beers all the time.
When you were five?
They would let me open the beer, and I got to take a sip. So,
well, he was 15 when he was in the first grade.
Uh-huh. If there were 20,
something had to loosen them up.
If there's 20 people at the fucking party,
I imagine your uncles sounding like you. It's like, dude, take a beer. Dude, he's drinking beer.
Yeah,
it tastes better with a blindfold on, dude.
I figured everyone was gonna jump in on it. We'd all do dudes.
I know you did.
dude, it would be great.
This is fun because you're fucking amateurs.
I'm a setup guy,
and you don't know when enough is enough. You fucking greedy cunt. You got it. You got the joke. Boom, boom, and then you stepped over, and then you dragged him down too. You fuck.
Mm.
All right, listen,
Tom Cassidy.
What I'm saying is that it was a fucking. It was. I look back. I can't imagine giving my kid beer now and having them drink. Right. And they wonder why I was fucked up. It's like, you're giving me all this fucked up food, you let me drink alcohol and party at fucking 5, 6, and 7, and then you give me an abusive stepfather, and then you guys are going, what happened? Fuck you, what happened?
Because
then you look at my kid, he fucking no bullshit food. We put him through all this stuff. We don't swear in front of him. No one smokes.
A little
we
red
don't
wine, drink. But that's it. Right.
We don't drink at all. Nothing. Yeah. We don't do anything in front of him at all. Uh-huh. So we're giving him a half a fucking shot.
But now, don't
you expect
think
more out of that? Like, do you feel like we did? We
you don't expect this shit. No, because his personality and his soul, whoever the fuck he is, who he is, I don't know. But I'm giving him a shot.
Okay.
I'm not putting him behind the eight ball.
Not
when
beer
he's five.
Shots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What'd you say? Hang on one second. What'd you say?
I said not beer shots.
All right, next time.
You give him a shot?
Can you give that back to him? What'd you say? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, do you think that, like, other people? I don't think everyone has evolved like that. I think
you
two.
Fucking rat. What is the rash you have?
Oh, it's psoriasis, thank you for
I thought it was poison ivy. I was like, can you not fucking, because I had a bad case of poison. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, I just have shitty Irish skin.
No.
I just
Bob, I'm so sorry. I thought it was
Pizza
poison.
Peggy is literally Pizza Peggy.
I thought
right
it was poison ivy because I had a really bad thing of poison ivy last year.
What the fuck?
And I don't want you putting that on my microphone stand. But God,
no, you can't catch psoriasis.
Baba, I feel
thank
terrible.
You.
I'm
no,
terrible.
I, don't
do
care.
I have cortisone cream?
Fuck
do
you. I got my own fucking cortisone cream. All right? I'll need your fucking handouts.
But listen to me. My wife's father had psoriasis.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fucking old man.
God rest his soul.
No. He is dead. Yeah. He died.
It's the worst thing to get. It's the worst.
He had the shingles.
Psoriasis is a motherfucker.
It's a fucking, well, because I mean, it's like, yeah, I, it's like I got my depression on lock and then my skin started attacking me. It's like, no, you're going to be a monster some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
You're also dressing like a jungle
Go
animal.
Go fuck yourself. So. Every time you see me.
Why do you,
you
fuck? I think
that
she looks cute as shit.
Her, yeah, she's wearing fucking jungle colors.
You're wearing fucking shorts like a weirdo.
With all your toes out.
Yeah, ew, you have
flip-flops. I mean,
that's gross.
Who cares?
You guys both look like you're going to a Bon Jovi concert.
You really do. You look like you should be in a David Lee Roth video when he left Van Halen.
It's fucking hot. I'm not wearing jeans and socks right now. It's too hot.
Man,
if it's over 90, that's how I dress.
All right, can you just take a hit and not have to explain it away after we give you a nice hot one? All right, just laugh and move on. Every time you get smashed, you got to go, hey, man, that's the way. Shut the fuck up.
And then he does the silent stare.
Yeah, then you do that. Don't push the mic away either.
Stop being so smart.
Right. Okay.
I think you look adorable, honey.
Okay, I don't care either way.
Why would you fucking
Yeah, why are you attacking Bob now?
Why is that attacking me? By saying I don't care either way.
No, you should say thank you.
Thank you,
yes,
thank you.
You look
I don't
adorable.
Like compliments. It's
why?
Let me ask you a question.
I don't know.
I still got this question.
Oh, shit.
So you were going through...
Can you do me... When you ask the question, can you talk into the microphone,
I'm
though?
Talking into the microphone. I'm not in a mic.
There you go. Your headphones. Can you hear yourself?
I can hear... not really.
Demi was on FM.
How's that? Go ahead.
I can hear a little bit, yeah.
Is that better?
I can hear you now,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
All right. Now what's shit up? Feels like it should be...
You're on
profound.
FN?
What's FN?
FM, radio.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, yeah, good.
I've been as a guest. No, I wasn't. Listen.
I've been talking.
Didn't you have a radio show?
I've been talking too much on my own podcast.
No, I had a web series called D-Lemon in the Morning. It was good, though.
That's hilarious, dude. I thought that was a radio show.
You thought that was a radio
show? I thought it was a radio show.
And I really wanted people to think that, so that's good. It worked.
I swear to God, I saw they had a radio show on Hot 97. That's how racist I am. I just assumed it was on Hot 97.
It was like, damn.
I love that a compliment could just take you right down another path.
No, the question I got for you, so you were saying you get depressed after, you know, going on tour, all this type of stuff.
I get depressed at a lot of things, but that's just... I'm not going to say that's the only time I get depressed. I have depression issues.
No, I get it. Yeah. My question is, so you were saying, though, when you say you're depressed, people will point out where you are in your career and how you kind of don't deserve to be depressed.
Yes.
Does that make you more reluctant to even open up to people, or do you just still, are you still the same? You know what I mean?
No, not at all. I don't care about that. I mean, I don't care about that. Look, at certain people that you talk to, if they're doing good, they're like, dude, what the fuck? They don't want anything to do with you.
Right.
My wife, I'll tell you, man, my wife does not like a weak man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I get sick, she fucking hates it.
Right. Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to take care of me.
She doesn't have any depression issues?
Because my wife gets sick and she goes, fuck it. And she still has to take care of the baby, do all the shit. She doesn't, you know what I mean? But like if I get sick, I'm like, I need soup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need the cookies.
Mm-hmm. And I will not take care of my chick when she's sick. I'm just like, I got to be out of the house. I act like I'm busy. I'll pretend I got other shit to do.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Because she's not living with you.
I have other women.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
They get sick a lot?
Yeah. Herpes sweats.
Yeah, she, you know.
So back to your wife beating you with a ceiling fan, please.
Basically.
I get it. I get it.
Wow.
No, that was good.
But he gets a bandana because before the words were out, he gave up on the joke.
Yeah, he gave up on the joke.
He was like, your wife, before he started saying it, his hand was up for the bandana.
I saw the look.
You look like
his
Joe
eyes.
List's brother, the one the parents do like.
Hilarious.
Dude, I'll tell you this much. Anytime Joe List is on a show, people will come up to him and be like, you were great.
Hilarious.
And I was like,
you do. You look like him with the chin.
I think I'm slightly more attractive.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, but he's funnier. He's funnier, so that kind of brings him up a level.
Mm-hmm.
You
said he's funnier?
No, not him. Joe. Are you crazy?
I've never seen
I think, why, do you get depressed?
I mean, I don't know. I get depressed, but I don't, like, you know, I try not to sit in it. I'll acknowledge it now. Yeah. I'll acknowledge it, but I'm, to your point, I'll undermine it by saying, you know what I mean? These are luxury problems. You know what I mean? Like, if you shoot some shit, if you shoot a television show, right, or you do something on TV related, and you might not all the way be excited about it or some shit, rather than going to tell somebody, you know, I don't feel this way, I'll talk myself out of it, like, motherfucker, you on TV, rather than actually being true to how you feel. So that's my point. Like, Do you?
That's such a hilarious way to say he doesn't get depressed.
Black people don't go to therapy.
He's like, no, they don't. He's like, I'll just buy a pair of sneakers, shoot some basketball. Life's good again.
Fuck a white chick. I'm gonna get my hair cut. Listen to fucking Jay-Z's new shit.
It used to be the thing. Black people are going to therapy slowly. I'm trying to tell you, it's
white black people.
Nah, black people.
Come on.
Yeah, from fucked up areas because all this shit is under insurance.
Yeah, Medicaid will cover it.
Like, trust me, there is a trend towards black people getting mental health. I mean, it's slower still. It ain't.
Why do you think that is? Why do black people not go to therapy? They really will themselves through their problems.
Because I can't speak for black people, but I know people that I know, there seems to be this pride and struggle sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see black people kind of size each other up, it's almost about who had it the worst. So sometimes you kind of pass it down, and you be like, nah, you could get past that shit. We are people that have, gotten beyond certain things. So it feels as if, if you put fucking feeling bad about a TV show in comparison to being hung, it's always going to be like, well.
Yeah, but what if you want to hang yourself because the show's over?
I'm saying. Uh-huh. but it's all. Whoops. Throw him the bit.
Listen, what I'm saying is.
Black Frasier.
No, I wasn't like fucked up. I wasn't fucked up that the show's over. I get that. It's like your life. It's a cycle that I needed to be aware of. Like, oh, this is the way it is. And you know what helps? I'll tell you what helps.
Food.
Yes. Fattening food, though, not healthy food.
Yeah.
No, you know what really helps? Having that son, and having that family. You know what I mean? Like, my kid really helps me out of a lot of fucking sad shit.
Well, it's like you don't have to work for it. They automatically love you.
Well, they automatically
you got to work for, like, the fucking love of every other asshole, the industry, friends, other people. But your kid, like, just no matter what, he's going to look at you and go, I fucking love you. Even though you got that shitty fucking thing on your head, I love you, Dad. Mm-hmm. No matter what.
So, but not even just the love. It's the fact that he doesn't give a fuck what you're going through. He wants to go play.
Yeah.
He wants to run around with a fucking sprinkler. He wants to go take a walk. He wants to, whatever. He wants to play the drums. So it's like you have to, let's go. Okay. And you all of a sudden you're just with him. But another thing too, man, I realize that I'm a dry drunk right now. I've been sober for almost, I think 30 years.
All right.
And I need to go back to meetings. Like, it was a weird thing. He was like, when did you last work the steps? And what was and I was like, oh, shit, I have, I don't know, you guys don't know about that. But, I went to the same 5 meetings for 5 years. The same fucking meetings. 5 days a week for 5 fucking years.
How long ago was that when you first got sober?
That was around 25 years ago when I first got sober.
Bobby was so hot back then.
Did you get sober in New York?
In Boston. So it's like, not that I don't drink anymore. I don't even think about drinking or using drugs. But of course I think about sex. It was sex. Now it's food, of course. But yeah, I got to go back to, I'm going to a meeting right after this tonight. I'm just going.
Are you?
Yes.
Can I go with you?
Yes.
Make it a podcast.
Why wouldn't you go with me?
That'd be awesome, dude. Podcast at the meeting, secret meeting podcast.
They do have those.
Premium so content. We need the premium content.
That's a beautiful idea, Deepu. Thank you very much. Dude, we'll fucking do it. Fuck these people.
What do you mean?
It's anonymous.
It's called Alcoholics Anonymous.
It's anonymous for them. They don't know.
I have a question. So you want to go?
Why are your fingers so weird and long? Your finger bent upwards. Are you going home?
It's like when they bend the gun in the cartoon. He's pointing at himself.
My penis should be bigger. You want to go to a meeting, right?
Yeah.
But when everyone else is talking about alcohol, are you thinking about like a sandwich? Like, because
here's the secret. He's always thinking about a sandwich.
No, I know, but I'm saying, are you pretending?
You're fatty too.
I'm not that fat,
dude. You're not fat now, but in your
Lewis got fat,
buddy. In your head, you're a fatso.
Yeah.
You got fat though.
You're
Lewis.
A fatty. I know there's certain nights where you're fighting a pizza. Where you're just when something didn't go.
Like Pizza Peggy? Just fucking wrestling with 5 slices.
Dude, I know you fight it all the time. And you're winning right now. And I'm
doing the alcohol. The alcohol is why when you do that, you really look like a seal. I want to see you balance the ball in your head.
You should have said elephant seal. It would have been funny. But go ahead. I don't want to punch up fat jokes on me. Let's not talk over each other. We want the fucking Chamber Boys and Abby to get all fucking twisted.
Yeah. It's a struggle, but I think with the alcohol, not drinking anymore, that's a lot of the sugar and a lot of the calories that I was having, because I was getting fucking like crazy drunk every night.
Yeah. So, but you were eating like a savage. I've eaten with you when you were fat.
Yeah.
And you eat.
I can put it down.
You put it fucking down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's always in your head. You have to fight that food thing.
Yeah, I saw the commercial for the first time for binge eating disorder. Mm. That's like a thing now. Remember that guy hit us up and he was like, yeah, I have binge eating disorder. I want you and Bobby to like fucking talk about this. And fucking we're like, go fuck yourself, fatty.
It's true.
But it's a real thing.
It is.
And you know what they're prescribing for it?
What?
What's not? It's not Adderall, but the other one. The time release Adderall?
It's still called Adderall.
No.
Adderall dot dot
Ritalin?
A new new Vigil?
No, it's a
Vigil.
Vyvanse.
Vyvanse.
Because it suppresses your appetite. So I saw a commercial for Vyvanse and they were like, oh, we're using this for binge eating disorder now, which is crazy.
Binge eating is a motherfucker, and that's usually, dude, I got into LA on Monday. My wife books me in Commerce City. What's that? Exactly. I don't know. I'm in the fucking middle. I'm where they shot Heat. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere at a DoubleTree in Commerce City. I call her up. I go, hey, I don't know where the fuck I am. She's like, well, you picked the hotel. I showed you. I go, honey, I was going to L.A. to see friends. And why the fuck would you book me in Commerce City? Mm. And I was so sad because it was like a $100 Uber ride to go see anybody on Monday night. So I was like, fuck it. I just stayed home and I ordered a quesadilla.
Probably good, though.
I ordered a fucking nice hamburger with French fries. Mm. And it's a double tree, so they give you
meals.
Cookies.
That's two meals.
Well, one was on the appetizer side, so talk to them. It was said appetizer and said quesadilla. Mm-hmm. So that's an appetizer. Okay? It wasn't over on the other side.
I don't think you're
right. Technically, I'm in the appetizer. Fucking right. So if you're fat police, I did not break the law.
Shake?
Shake the next day when I changed to the Roosevelt Hotel, which is one of my favorite hotels ever. Uh-huh. Right on Hollywood Boulevard, old school hotel, redid the whole inside.
Isn't that where Belushi died?
I have no idea. We can Google that. Why don't you Google that?
Google that. Chateau Marmont, right?
Chateau Marmont, yeah.
But
he OD'd on chocolate milkshakes.
I had a chocolate malt. And
I love a malt.
There's such a big... Why is
I didn't even know what it fucking was until a few years ago. I was like, a fucking malt. Fucking milkshake. Whatever it is. Whatever that flavor is, it's just fucking there. I'll get a malt right now with you. Can we just order malts right now?
Listen to me. We can do malts. You want to do malts? I'll buy everybody a malt.
Get malts. Somebody get a deep.
No, a seamless.
Find where a fucking malt place is. You can take my credit card and go get malts. There's something.
Like the drunk guy going to the AA meeting.
I'm literally talking about going to an AA meeting and trying to work on myself, and now I'm fucking.
That was a test, Bob. We don't want malts.
Wait a minute. Neither do I.
Trying to binge before the meeting.
Yeah, I ate a lot. I ate shitty. And here's how my sick thinking goes.
Right.
I ate so shitty that I got diarrhea or something, and I shit a lot. Like, I shit like five times, and I felt thinner. Right. So I'm like, no, this is actually good for me.
Do you ever do the shitting where it comes out of the bowl, where it's like above the water?
Hell no.
Listen to me. I shit so much. I went to wipe my butt, and my fucking knuckle scraped the shit. I had to clean my knuckle.
One time, I shit at B's family's house, dude. I was just binge eating, because they're in St. Louis. And they fucking had a cook down there, dude. So we went for Christmas, and we were just pounding down food. These old people, they have food out all the time. Yeah, there's just food always on the stove. There's cookies, fresh fucking pies. Yeah. So I ate so much, dude. I shit to the point where it came out. It looked like a mountain in the thing, and it wouldn't flush. Like, the shit clogged the hole. So I couldn't flush. So I had to go and tell her family, like, yeah, I mean, I just created a fucking plug of shit in your house, dude. I had to, like, take a stick and mash it in, dude. It was awful.
What'd you get a stick? You had to go outside?
I had to go outside and get a real stick, dude. Oh, wow. A stick from the woods.
Did it have a plunger?
No, the plunger wouldn't do it. The plunger would just... Dude, believe me. It's so bad. And that's from fucking eating too much. It's just from eating too much shitty food.
My shit looked like Space Mountain. I didn't even know. I was shitting. I'm like, oh, this is good. This bad food was good for me because it cleaned me out somehow. And then I went to wipe my ass, and I just felt my knuckle skim something. And I was like, and then I looked, and it was just my knuckle. Like, I dipped it in chocolate.
Did you throw up?
No, I didn't throw up because I immediately washed it off. But then I looked, and there was just a mountain of poop in the toilet coming up out of it with a knuckle swoop at the top of it.
They can get your prints off your own shit.
Like, do you get depressed?
Me? Yeah.
You definitely do?
Yeah, sure.
What happens when you get depressed?
What do you do? Usually watching his tapes.
What's that mean? From my comedy tapes? Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. man, well, I mean, okay, you're successful, right?
So I'm successful to a certain degree.
Why you say it like that?
Sure.
There's some...
You said it like you wasn't sure.
No, you are.
And then you
but
said
I'm
it
saying,
like you wasn't sure.
Look, and I'm successful. It's all relative, though.
Sure.
To what, you know, Lewis pays in rent and his bills to my bills, it's relative. I mean...
Of course.
You make the same money as, you know, but then there's that new thing that's... I think comics in the... Really, are rock stars now. I mean, arenas.
A few of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not a few of them. Like 10 of them at least, right?
No.
They just doing arenas. Ain't
10 arena comics?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
All right.
I say 5, maybe.
And maybe 3 of them are really rock stars.
I mean, Regan can sell out a big place, but I don't know if he can sell out an arena.
Maybe a 5,000 seater.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
There's
like
a
5,
lot
000.
Of 5,000
yeah.
seaters.
Yeah.
That's a rock star to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Nah. It's a draw.
It's a what?
It's a draw. It's a difference between a rock star and somebody that just pulls
Who's
them
a
out.
Rock star to you?
Amy and Kevin
Fucking
Hart.
Fucking Eddie Murphy was a rock star, and that's right. who Kevin is patterning himself after. Amy's arguably on the rock star level. Brian Regan is killing shit, but
none
Brian
of these
Regan
people
is
are
Brian
rock stars.
Regan.
Vince
you know what
Neil.
I mean?
Like, Slash.
There you go. Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
Did you just do a pun?
What? It's yeah, not a pun.
We're talking about
I'm
comedians.
Speaking literally.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know there's a certain energy, though.
How's Gene Simmons'
fuck
hour?
What happened to you? Go get a pair of sunglasses and a rattle. Come back. I'd rather have that guy
oh,
than
where's
this.
Where's your rattle?
Fucking, don't get silent. Don't push the mic around. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Silent
come
stare.
On.
Have fun with all this.
Come on.
Does it on
I love. I love that you trash. Anytime you get attacked, you trash everybody.
Like yeah,
everybody.
Such a piece of shit.
Everybody has to go. Everybody in the room has to go. So, anyways, back to you. I was going to go off another tangent, but go. What were you saying? When you get depressed, what do? Do you eat?
No, not really. I smoke weed, maybe.
Mm.
That's what I'll do.
That's such a comfortable addiction.
I won't do anything.
It's such an easy one to get away with.
I'll just be depressed. I won't do anything.
Yeah.
I might like sleep late.
Do
something
you talk
like that.
To somebody? Do you go to a therapist?
No.
Your depression sounds awesome. Like, dude, sleep in, smoke a little weed. It's great.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had your depression.
I wish I had
That's the worst. No, I'd rather get it out.
I carve Nine Inch Nails lyrics into my arm. Are you crazy? You have an idea of the type of depression that I have?
I can see it on your thighs.
I really did carve N-I-N into my arm in high school.
Because
I was a fucking little goth fag.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Damien?
What?
When you get depressed, do you get depressed?
I guess. I don't like to call it depressed because then we get into the cold clinical situation. I get down. I feel,
down.
I get up.
So it's dancing? He gets down.
I do.
Get down. Boogie.
God, you're old.
Yeah, I just feel like it's
that's a great song. That's a great
that's
song.
Where you went?
He gets depressed and then he goes on the train and says, showtime.
Yeah. Then I get money. There you go. That was good. No, but when I say that,
I get depressed
that,
I and
don't...
I get my 5-gallon bucket and.
All right,
go ahead.
Nah, you know what? Because there's a lot of people I know that are like clinically depressed, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I say, not to minimize it, but I haven't been that depressed to where the shit is like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. where you gotta use medicine and everything like that.
Everybody feels down, but that's it. You know, you don't get depressed. You get fucking down.
I get fucking bummed out, though, because everybody, like, I know a lot of guys that are on these meds
that
take it away. That just fucking take it away, and I take these meds, and I feel better, and it's, I keep telling my therapist, hey, are you trying to keep me here for life?
Right.
Let me go fucking, let me go to your friend. Who can, you know, give
I think
me
there
a,
is like a weird conflict of interest in therapy. It's like, I don't know how, if you fix me, then I don't need you.
Well, there's two different therapists. Like, one can
prescribe
no, I know.
Meds and like mine.
A psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Yeah, right. So it depends on who you go to.
Alan can't prescribe it.
He cannot, but he can send you to somebody.
Yeah.
He can send you to a friend and they'll talk to you one time, take notes, and then fucking throw you down a
so you're not on meds?
What?
You're not on meds?
Why do you say it like that? No, I'm not.
What do you take?
I
take Wellbutrin, and then they put me on
Wellbutrin. What's that?
Wellbutrin is it affects your dopamine and your effervescence, so it's not an SIRR, so it doesn't make you like.
Isn't that a band?
Did they put that in soda?
Mm-hmm. No,
delicious.
People take a small
lemon
dose.
Lime effervescence.
I'm probably saying it wrong. I'm sure, but
no, that sounds right.
Isn't that how fairies fly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm on that. People take it to not smoke too. That's
Let
a
me
side
ask you a question. What brought you down where you had to go? What were you thinking? What makes you sad? What fuck?
People
you
call her Pizza
I
Peggy.
Mean, this me. I mean, I was morbably obese by the time I was 14.
Were you really?
So they think I was depressed my whole life. I'm just Irish Catholic. Like right. I was gonna say, my family doesn't go to therapy. They think I'm fucking insane. Mm-hmm. And my dad's bipolar.
I got my family on therapy now. My dad goes and my mom goes.
Alan?
He just started talking to them. We got to see somebody.
Yeah, he was like, "This is no." I go to a therapist, and I was like, "Me and my dad almost got into a fist fight about a year ago," mm-hmm. and then he was like, "Maybe I should go see a therapist."
Awesome. Your dad just mm-hmm. rocked your shit.
Oh, I would fuck his shit up though.
Would you?
Oh my god, yeah.
My son Christopher. Oh, yeah.
Why would you fuck your kid up?
No, strength wise, I could just beat him up.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going to use your ass?
I'd sit on him.
Yeah. Like Snooki at WrestleMania.
Christopher, yeah, don't beat up your father.
Who was that fucking wrestler that used his ass? What was his
Yokozuna.
Name?
Yokozuna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We watched that the other day.
Yeah, yeah. On the Rails podcast. Like that Scopo's ass. That's how he beats people up. He sits on
him. Just puts him in the turnbuckle and sticks his ass in his face.
Get it going a little bit.
The bonsai drop.
So you, when did you start going on medication, though?
3 years ago.
And let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Did it help?
It helped for a while. I was sober for a couple years. And
I remember the night you fell off.
I didn't fall off. I decided to do it.
It's called falling off.
No, I talked about it with my therapist for 5 months, and I decided.
Did you talk about it with your sponsor?
By that point, I wasn't in the program anymore because it wasn't for.
How is that working out for you?
I'm good. I am good with that. I mean. I keep it at bay. I mean, you can always go back to it, but it's like...
Yeah, look, I'm not going to tell you, you know, you can't tell somebody you're a fucking, you need to go to meetings. That's up to you. But, so you went on these pills and it helped you.
For a while. And then eventually, and then I had another break like a year ago.
What's a break?
Attempted suicide. I don't know. I mean, this is real.
Listen.
It's real talk.
I'm not going to kill you. I'm not even going to fuck with you right now.
Yeah.
My personality... And because I have a kid,
yeah,
I can't even go down the route of let me kill myself.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what does come up. It does come in my head where it's like, fuck, I don't want to. I'm so tired of trying to fix me constantly. And I get a little headway, and then I fail, and I get a little headway. And one person can fuck me up. One little thing. If somebody doesn't return the phone call, if somebody does, or just we get into a fight and we're not talking, or this or that, or a guy cuts me, and all of a sudden I'm in rage, and I'm feeling shit. And it's just overwhelming to battle it all the time for 45 years. You know what I'm saying? For 45 fucking years. Can fuck you up.
Yeah.
It makes you sad. I can't. Go down that route because of my brain goes fuck you. You have to.
That's it. Almost sucks in a weird way because before I had a kid, like I would have suicidal thoughts.
You said that one time.
Yeah, and that was always like I never thought of like suicide as like oh my god, that's the worst thing in the world. I always thought of suicide as like if I ever got too hot, you could just fucking jump off a bridge, make everyone feel bad around you, write a really long fucking note like fuck you. Mm-hmm. But then you have a kid. You're like, well, now I can't leave this kid. So now it's like, you know, what do you fucking do when if it gets really, really bad? You know. Yeah. So yeah, I think you should kill yourself.
Thank you.
Or have a kid.
I have 14 nieces and nephews, so that's.
Yeah, what he said. Or have a kid.
Yeah.
No, but
so I mean that. I
so
have,
your breakdown was suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, and I went home to Philly for 2 weeks.
That's not going
to
help suicidal thoughts.
I know.
Shit
and then just like
going to Geno's every night.
Just fucking terrible, terrible parents and my siblings. Just like, what's wrong? I got my shit together.
What got your shit together?
Yeah, just, I mean, like, they put me on, they just changed the prescription.
They changed the prescription.
Yeah.
So, but that's why I'm afraid, because it could have been the medication.
No.
You don't think it could have been the meds twisting you a little bit?
Well, it wasn't the first time.
So now that they changed your meds, and they twisted them up a little bit, have you ever had those thoughts since? And are you doing better?
I'm doing better. I have panic attacks a lot. And that's when that'll stem from like.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you ordering those malts?
Well, do you want a malt? Do you find a malt?
I could go for a malt.
Well, find a malt place.
Put your hand in the air if you want a malt.
Will you find a malt place?
I got a malt. I have the malt.
I'm just going to have to do it because you should have done it 10 minutes
ago. Well, I had it. I didn't know if you wanted it, Bobby. I didn't want to fucking put you down the rabbit hole.
Do you have it?
Everyone here wants a fucking malt.
I could take it or leave it.
Nobody can focus on the conversation right now because we're all thinking malt.
0.1 miles.
You're the only one. You're picking it.
Forget.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
She basically said she's going to kill herself and you're like, no, we got to get a malt.
Peggy, do you want a malt? Would that help you? Would that give you another day in your life?
Oh, fuck you, Lewis. I hope you kill yourself.
Listen. Oh, Jesus.
He can't. He has a kid.
I know. Sorry.
Peggy, yeah. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
This is my thing, though, and that's why I always say I wouldn't identify as depressed because I don't ever want to appear dismissive at all to anybody that feels that way. But when you say you've thought about killing yourself, but now you have a child, so that's not even an option, is that really you just mentally realizing that's not an option? It's easy to put it on the kid because that's the kid, and obviously the kid, what it signifies and the fact that it came from you.
I want to watch my kid grow up. Maybe I'm explaining it clearly. It became no longer on the table. It's not even a card in the deck anymore.
No way.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas before I had a kid, it was always like my final out. I'd be like, fucking boom, gin, and I'm done. You know? It was not negative at all.
But my question is, it's kind of like you taking the agency out of your own decision and placing it on the kid because there are people that are kill themselves with children. You're saying, well, I got a kid, I can't kill myself. You very well can, but something in your mind has said, you know what? I want to be here for my son, and I'm going to make a decision.
There's nuance. Everybody's different. You know, I mean, people do kill them. I mean, I have family members have killed themselves.
Saying is when you say, yo, I'm only not considering suicide because of my child, are you undermining your own judgment and saying no? That's no longer an option.
No, I think it's a very realistic look on it. It's not. I don't think I'm undermining my judgment. I wasn't before I had a kid. There was times where I got that depressed and that fucked up.
But can I say something though? It is a individual thing. I've had fucked up times.
Right.
But I never really thought about suicide. I would never do it. So like where you were at, it's in your personality to get to that point where it's like fuck. I never was like that, but I can see where I could go down that road. Where it is, it's like a, you know, look, man, thinking about suicide, all you're doing, you're not thinking about, you don't want to die.
No.
What you want is you want to live, but you just don't want to live shitty. You don't want to feel crap.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how to not feel like shit.
Right.
And the people, places, or things that usually make you feel better aren't working.
Right.
So the drugs aren't working, the booze isn't working, the food, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the friends, the job, it all
the evanescence.
Effervescence.
But I think the difference is like, all right, with drugs and alcohol, right? If you're depressed, drugs and alcohol are like a negative thing, right? And then like something that's positive, like your family or something, that might make you happy. They're just different.
Happiness is not excitement. I've said this a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness feels good,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't feel great. Mm. When you're depressed, you want to feel great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to, hey, I love you. I love you too, sis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You want a fucking smoking hot chick out of your leave going, hey, I've been looking. Right. I want to suck your dick. You want to come
take
over?
You up out
fucking
of
yes, I do. And fucking eat. Or go party and have a, you know.
Right.
That brings you the fuck up.
Yeah.
You don't want good.
Right.
You want.
And he's like, it's a fucking huge hoagie and a smoking hot chick. Like, I see it in your face, like, dude.
Well, that's the thing is, if you follow my path, it was alcohol and drugs, and then it was smoking and pussy,
right.
And now it's food,
mm-hmm.
because of my life changed,
yeah.
And that I haven't gone to meetings.
Well, you're smoking again, though.
I'm smoking cigars.
That's the same shit. Why do you think that's any better, by the way?
Well, it is better.
It's not.
Absolutely.
You get mouth cancer. Actually, I think it's studies have proven you are more likely to get mouth cancer than you are lung cancer from smoking cigars every day.
First of all, this is tobacco and water. That's it. There's nothing else in it.
So
let me explain something to you. A cigarette has 4,000 chemicals in it.
You're giving yourself mouth cancer.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, dude, because I use the tobacco rinse after every cigar.
Look it up, Deepu. Is he gonna fucking get mouth cancer?
Can we not digress down this fucking route?
What? No. You're fucking patting yourself on the back like you gave up smoking. But you're smoking more than ever,
buddy. I did not.
That is 45 cigarettes rolled up into one.
Can we please get back to Peggy's suicidal thoughts?
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to get back to this poor girl.
I know. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is the thing that most people don't get about depression and like. because my dad is bipolar and he just is in a depression right now. And I, like, my whole thing with him is like, it's not going away. You just have to figure out how to live and how to be okay. And the truth is, when I have a breakdown like that, I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not doing things like working out or, like, you know, being positive in other things. Like, you just slowly, that's how I have a break. Whereas other people will, you know, have a 4-day bender and, like, get drunk. I get to a point where I'm not eating properly and then I can't get out of bed.
You said it. You haven't, the things that make you healthy, you're not doing.
Right.
Because you were, here it is. Here's the progression. Tell me if this makes sense. You feel shitty, terrible. Right. You hit a bottom. You start to find out how to get yourself better. You start to do those things. You do them, all of a sudden, you're feeling good. Things are great. You look better. Everything's going well. So you stop doing those things because you're okay. Mm-hmm. So you slowly stop doing those things that made you feel better. And then all of a sudden, but you can ride for a while on those wheels.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you slowly start to feel shitty again, and you don't know why. It doesn't make sense anymore. And you didn't realize that I'm not doing all the shit that got me there.
Right. Yeah.
Going to meetings, going to the gym, talking to yourself.
And then you look for the instant fix with alcohol, food, sex, drugs, or whatever. Because when you eat a fucking sandwich, you go like, oh, this feels so good in the moment, until you're fucking shitting out of the toilet water.
Right.
Dude, let me tell you something about food. Having a fucking... I've done a lot of fucking crazy sexual shit, and it's awesome. I've partied like a fucking animal.
I got a blowjob from my friend in front of a crowd of people.
But having a sandwich, having a fucking a pizza delivered to your room while you're in your underwear with Deadpool just about to start, I don't know if this, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen it. Great movie, right?
It's a great movie, but my point is it's the same.
A nut is a nut.
I love Lewis's little you know, he's always swinging, which I do admire. But it's like it feels the same as a chick coming over.
Are you able to
and you're less guilty.
Are you able to just have like one slice of pizza?
No.
Okay, so it's just not.
Because if you cross that limit, then you're like, all right, well, I've already done it, so let me just fucking open up the floodgates.
Yeah, I remember one night I went over. I was doing so good for a long time, months, and I went. I was like, oh, I'm starving. The only place that was open was Ben's. I was like, I'm just going to get one fucking grandma slice, and I'm out.
That's the best. That is the best slice of pizza, in my opinion, in the world.
Ben's is the best slice. Right? I love
the grandma slice. The grandma slice.
Okay. Not the regular slice. Okay. Joe's for the regular slice. Ben's for the fucking... All right, I went and got one slice.
This one here or the one?
Right on the corner.
Okay.
Ben's, I got one slice.
I want to get pizza next. We order pizza and malts?
Here's the thing.
I know, we've been talking
As I was going to get one slice, a brand new mama pizza came out. Uh-huh. Grandma pizza came out of the oven. A brand new grandma pizza came out, and it was almost like bubbling. It wasn't bubbling, but in my head, I saw bubbles. And I went, I go, let me just get this half. And I was like, oh, I'll take some home to Dawn, you know. I started immediately.
Dawn did not see a bite of that pizza.
She's never had grandma pizza from that.
Never. I got one question about this. So, you know how you say you cope with different things, right?
Yeah.
You were coping through sex, right?
Yep.
When you were coping through sex and pulling these women, did it, due to the fact that you saw this coping, did it make it easier for you to pull these women, or did you find yourself a little bit more desperate doing thirstier shit to get these women?
Thirstier shit. I used to get hookers too. I was even when I was in shape, I had like 4 or 5 regular girls that were my girlfriends. They didn't know about each other.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And then I would go get hookers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't rely on fucking
game.
I'd go to a town.
Yeah.
The first thing I'd do is go to the phone book and get a massage parlor.
Yeah, Craigslist.
Okay. Yeah, I'd call. What time are you open till? 12:30. Got it. Hey, do you do table showers? Yes, wait.
There's one right next to Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's one right here.
I've heard.
Now you have 5 delis that don't know about each other.
You were waiting a long time for that one.
No. I'm glad we waited, because if we let that fucking be funny, because it was a great joke, but it was just a fucking second later
because
he was on the bandana.
But here's the thing, though. He was very happy about it.
No, he stuck the landing. If he would have fucking said, give me the bandana, he would have fucked himself.
I'm learning.
I liked it, though.
That was a good one.
One turkey sandwich in the East Village, a Reuben on the West Side. I get it, baby.
Now you're getting dragging it.
Don't get greedy.
Where is the bomb Dana?
On his mic.
Oh, I've had it.
Oh, okay.
He's got it. I think.
Have you ordered those malts yet?
I can't.
I mean, you're a fucking idiot.
I can't find a good malt shop.
Any ice cream
I can't pop. You want a certain one.
This is why. Listen.
This is why you want a certain one.
Lewis.
What?
Lewis.
What?
Okay. Do you get it?
He's awful. It's been 35 fucking minutes. We've been trying to all order a malt.
Hey, fatty, you don't need it.
Hey, can you not get so angry at my guests?
I just
You're the
like
producer
I was
of the fucking show.
I don't like
You don't talk to them like that.
Is annoying.
I know that, but you don't talk to Louis J.
It's
Gomez
fucking ridiculous
like
that we've waited this
long. Your hair.
We have to order the malts, though, right? And they have to still get here.
Lauren, can you please
order? It's 100 degrees outside.
Lauren, can you get... Listen, Lauren's here, okay? Lauren's on it.
She's so perfect.
Love you.
Oh, God.
We can just go to the Carvel guy.
Is there a Carvel?
There's a guy. We're not going Carvel.
They don't have malts, do they?
It's a malt. We're getting malts. Anyways...
You never answered that question, though, that I asked
Don't
a while ago.
Don't ever fucking talk to me like that.
Sorry.
No,
but like, if you go to the meeting...
I'm fucking... Don't look at me. No, go ahead.
If you go to the meeting,
yes.
Are you thinking about sandwiches? Is that why you're trying to go?
Sandwiches?
Right. Sandwich?
He said it like a child.
I'm not
thinking about sandwiches.
Look at my. I'm not thinking about food right now. You know what I mean? I'm not really going to even do a malt right now because I'm... I'm not.
If we get malts, you're going to be upset you didn't get a malt.
Are we doing malts or not?
No.
Yes, we're doing malts.
Anybody who wants one can have one. I'm not going to do one.
You're not doing a malt.
We
I'm
can't
not.
Do
Look at me in the face right
you.
Now. You're not doing a malt.
I'm not doing,
doing
a malt.
Doing a small malt.
You can't share anyone's malt either.
You can't take a sip.
You can't take a sip of anyone's malt.
Don't tell me what the
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you can't
take a sip. Because you want to do that.
You
All the malts are going to come. Bobby's going to kick everyone out. And have a fucking malt orgy by himself.
You were a lot cooler when you drank malts, man.
I'm going to the meeting tonight not for food. I'm going to the meeting tonight to get back into... You know, that frame of mind.
Is there an
that
works, anonymous?
That works for me, though. Mm-hmm. That It works for me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I when I go to meetings, it works for me. It just, that's what works for me. And I sometimes feel, I go to them, but even when I go, I'm not really there. I need to go. Mm-hmm. I need to get involved again. I need to do the steps. I need to have my brain.
You need to do the stair-stepper.
I need to have my brain back in that mode because that works for me. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's pretty good.
That's it.
But I mean, you haven't been in that frame of mind for 20 years.
No. I've been fucking sad and fucked up since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out of it and I work my way out of it.
Mm-hmm. Now imagine how the listeners of this episode feel.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because they're sad.
Why?
Because we're being sad and depressing?
I don't think so. I think we're being funny inside of some real shit, and I'm all right with that. I think you're a fucking loser.
I also think that...
I think you should kill yourself. go to the bridge.
I'll get you a malt.
Right after I drink my malt.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, I think a lot, especially your fans, want to kill themselves. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you and your stairs. Give me fucking...
You don't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
No, he has done it. He's hit me with a bottle before. It's been known.
Multiple times. And physically, it shut down the show once. So please don't do it again.
He really did.
It was fake.
I just got to say something about his wife, and then he fucking... Yeah.
Don't say anything.
No, I won't. Nobody's got a glass bottle in his hands.
All right.
Well, you don't go to meetings, though, to like stop the drinking or eating. It's for like... It's so you can keep... It's
not for that. It's to actually be... I'll tell you what's a great thing. Being grateful. Is a great thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's being why black people, I think black people are just more grateful.
Because, I mean...
Why did that sound racist?
Because it was a white guy that said
it. Why did that...
I think these colors really... No.
why did that sound racist? No, it is kind of what you're saying.
Kind of.
You were saying that before.
I don't think black people are more grateful.
I think that...
I think you, again, like you can compare it to much dire shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It kind of puts it in perspective.
It's grateful.
It makes you... It don't even make you grateful. It just makes it fucking not equivalent. So you got to say, therefore, since this ain't equivalent to slavery,
right.
I guess I'm grateful not to be fucking in slavery. Uh-huh. That don't mean you happy.
Well, what made me feel good the other day... Is that I'm looking at my fucking... It's stupid, but you look at your kid. I came home yesterday. My kid lit up like a motherfucker. My wife was happy to see me. I went in. We were in the backyard hanging out, running around. And I am on a fucking... Like my dream gig. Literally.
Right.
It's my dream gig to be on FX with Leary and Apostle, Serpico, Saletti, all those guys. And even the cast is fucking awesome. I love everybody. I mean, it's fucking amazing. I am ecstatic. Like I was like, this
what
is
you?
Great. Ecstatic. Sorry, ecstatic.
Go.
And what are you fucking? Twitter,
he did say it right
Twitter
the first
troll?
Time.
That's no,
the,
he didn't. He
that's
said
the first medication.
Hang on one second. Don't ever stick up for me. Please, not with words.
You said ecstatic.
Just not with
words.
No,
he didn't say ecstatic. He said ecstatic.
Please, I got it. I got it. I'm just going to take the hit. You're right. I got it. Just let me, please.
Are you trying to fucking call me back right now, and then you coming at me?
A little bit, yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck what?
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Bobby.
That was a cute little look.
Cocksucker does one skit with Stavros, and he's quitting the show.
You did a skit with Stavros?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Tank Top Season.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Can we see it?
Game changer.
Just filmed it, you mook.
Easy. Damien's here.
Take it easy. It'll be cold.
See what? Damien's grateful for that.
With what Damien was saying.
With
what Damien was saying about, like, if you compare things to, like, back then to now, it's easier. Or, like, you with your problems, you went from, like, alcohol to drugs to sex to food.
Yeah.
It's like society in general, if we fix one problem, there's going to be another problem, and they get less serious. Does that make sense? Like, all right, ready? There was like...
Food is not a fucking... Food is the worst. It's worse than drugs.
Because you have to eat.
You have to eat, and nobody gives a fuck if you're fat. If you're fat, they'll just talk about you behind your back, and they will not help you.
Well, there's a new fat shaming movement. You're not supposed to fat shame people. Well, guys, we can make fun of guys. You can't fat shame chicks.
You cannot fat shame a chick, but that's very recent. But honest to God...
There's no food that's fucking comparable to heroin.
Look, your kid's on heroin.
You've never had a chocolate malt.
I have.
But your kid is overeating.
You've never had a strawberry malt.
Did you think really it would be better if you switched the flavor of the malt?
Give him the bandana. Give him the bandana on that one?
I'm the only one trying.
No, you're not.
You're just bricking.
He's funny.
You're bricking. Whatever bricking means.
Bricking means.
Come on, man. Throwing up balls. And they're hitting the backboard with no net. No, dude. I think food is terrible.
But it's not.
You know how many fat people... You know, how many people come up to me and go, dude, and they love fat jokes that have some type of realness to them, sadness to them.
Right.
Because they're like, yeah, dude, I feel like shit because my underwear elastic fucking sweats shut and folds over and it crawls up my ass. I can't tie my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying it's not disgusting. I'm just saying... You're missing my point.
I think I like him better than Joe List.
Yeah.
You can look at his mouth easier. This fucking shit.
Because he sneaks him in like in real conversation. Joe just waits to snipe. He's talking and he says something hilarious.
I don't think he's trying to be funny. I think he's just a mean person. Why don't you go in the chamber, boys? I think food's a terrible one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm not obese, like 700 pounds.
My God,
his face just lit up when he said that.
What? Listen, are you on your phone, you cocksucker?
No, he's looking at movie times.
Put your fucking phone
away. He's looking
away.
At movies. That's how fucking disinterested he is.
What do you think, I'm afraid of you because you're black?
You know what he does too?
Put your phone away, you cocksucker.
Bob, you know what he's been doing? He'll ask a really profound question just to get you to not pay attention. And then starts looking at his phone to try to buy X-Men tickets.
It's for cocksuckers like you. All right?
Hilarious.
You know what she did when she came in? She shut her phone off.
She's beautiful.
She's got good parents and low self-esteem. All right?
That is so accurate.
You got shitty parents and really high self-esteem.
On a battery.
He doesn't know if his dad's shitty.
You know your dad, right?
That was a safe shot. Oh, man.
Ah, shit. All right, we're not taking a break today. We're just going to go for another 20 minutes and call it a day. This is actually pretty interesting. Why? You have no addictions, my friend?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I drink and I like smoke and like, you know, but no, not really. Not too much, no. I mean, I'm pretty.
You smoke?
What?
You know, it varies. I mean, almost every day. So, I mean, some people would quantify that as an addiction.
You smoke weed every day?
Almost.
Yeah.
Like, and not a lot, though. Like, maybe like a one.
Like at the end of the night?
Or like a one hitter. It depends, man. It varies.
Yeah, if I could smoke weed like that, I'd be smoking weed right now. Mm-hmm. All day in the morning.
Yeah, but you're an addict just like me.
That's
dude.
Your problem. You smoked all day.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Well, you do anything all day. Look, you're right about the cigars, by the way. I was just watching balls. I smoked one cigar at Paul Verzi's birthday party.
Right.
outside. He was like, "Yeah, don't have."
He thought it was Burr, but he took it from me. He was like, "Oh yeah, it's Paul. Never mind."
He goes, "Take have a cigar, buddy."
That's what started it.
We're all smoking. I was like, "Oh great, I smoked it down to the nub." If you go to my humidor right now, I have over 300 of the primo cigars ever.
Do you get caught up in more so just the collecting of it? Now, obviously, you're going to smoke
like,
all that
shit. Like,
well,
you gave me this today.
Yeah.
We introduced our guest. Did we introduce our guest?
I wasn't here for the first thing.
Yeah, Warren introduced me.
All right. Tell everybody again your name.
I'm Matt.
Matt, and you've been here three times.
Yeah.
Are you a comic, too?
No.
Okay. You got a great podcast, though.
I do.
What's your podcast?
The You're on the Clock podcast.
Oh, cool.
What was a shirt that you gave away.
Oh, yeah. Did I give it away?
You gave it to one of the Philly comics. I forget which one.
Did I? Yeah. He gave me the cigar.
He's got a great voice. He sounds like a Batman villain.
He gave me this fucking cigar today, and I literally was like, oh, God, I can't wait to smoke this. Like, I got excited. Like, it was a drug. Yeah, it's a fucking drug. Absolutely. But out of all the things I'm doing, this right now, in my head, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Mm-hmm. So maybe when I get my shit together and blah, 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 maybe I'll cut back on cigars. But right now, if I need an addiction, I'll take that over fucking, you know, whores and fucking cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome.
How many cigars?
Cupcakes? We should open up a place that does that specifically.
Topless fucking chicks?
Dude, just with cupcakes.
Cigars and cupcakes?
Oh, yeah, like a strip club that just, the only thing on the menu is different cupcakes.
They used to have, in Maine, a donut shop strip club.
You really know every...
Body, that's ill. Listen to me.
Do you have a VIP card?
It was a topless donut shop. So you go in the morning,
everybody,
and there's fucking...
He was like Norm when he walked in. Bobby!
Hello! Got a donut pub.
All right, so there's no.
We're not going. Will you stop, dude? I'm telling you, I got a food addiction. I'm trying to get my shit together.
Donut pub is. My kid's meeting me.
We went to the donut pub. Me and Lauren 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty good. Fucking good. Ooh. Yeah,
it's the best.
We got the original.
23rd? No, 14th and 7th. It's just
the best.
Yeah, dude. Right. They got a magician that does magic tricks.
He wasn't
while
there.
You eat donuts.
He was not there.
You gotta go on the weekends, late night.
Yeah, we went at like 7:30.
No, they kicked him out.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't kick
Magic Mike out. Are you out of
your
fucking
mind?
They
didn't kick Magic Mike out.
They did. They changed everything around in there.
No.
They did.
No.
I'm fucking telling you. I'm the one who fucking introduced you fucks to the donut pub.
Magic Mike's a staple.
I took you guys there and I taught you how to do it. Sit at the counter, you tip the guy, and wait for the hot ones.
You know what it is, too? We fucked up. We went too early. Yeah. So there's like a lot of people. There were people all at the bar. It was swamped.
No,
you got to go late at night.
Late at night.
11:30, tip the guy at 20.
You're right. You got to tip the guy because you will fuck. He'll give you the straight. Bobby, look, Bobby's. Yeah.
For what?
Go ahead.
20?
Say it. Go ahead.
Bobby knows what the fuck he's talking about when it comes to fucking donut and pastry shops.
This guy. Don't fuck with
him. We go in, and it wasn't like we didn't just, like most people go in, they go like, oh, donut pub.
Bobby walks in.
Been around for 60 years. You know, they get a donut, and that's it. We literally just get a spread. We sit there at the bar like we're drunks. It really is just like the addiction, dude.
Can I tell you something? We left John Corbett from my show.
Yeah.
He would have hung out. We could have went wherever he went and been with this fuck. We were like, we literally hid from him.
Right.
Oh, and the chick. Yeah, the chick was there, too.
John Corbett wanted to hang out.
Yeah, there was an agent. Like, we could have literally maybe furthered our career.
Right.
Did like some VIP room at a club.
Yeah, we could have went to like fucking some really cool... We hid so we could go get donuts.
Because it's that good.
Because he wouldn't want to get donuts. We just hid. We walk in. I hand the guy a 20. Uh-huh. I go, whatever's hot, you bring to us first. So as they come out, he stops in front of us, and we all just take a hot one.
Oh, that's slick.
And you eat as you eat. So he's just walking out every
like
10 minutes.
It's a tasting menu.
It's a tasting, but you're at the chef's table.
But we each had like 13 donuts.
Yeah.
On a related donut note, I'm going to tell you this. The fucking 7-Eleven Slurpee donut tastes way better than you would expect. That shit.
Slurpee
is,
donut?
There's a Slurpee
7-Eleven's,
donut.
7-Eleven's, their donuts are pretty dope.
They got it. Shit is good. I expected it to be terrible, but it's good. You've had it already.
I'm going to tell you, the Boston cream, the long cruller Boston cream at the
7-Eleven
is off the chain.
Really?
I just like the glaze.
Are they Krispy Kreme? They do Krispy Kreme?
I don't know, but it's a Krispy Kreme style.
It looks like it.
Like they melt in your mouth. The glazed donuts from 7-Eleven, and they're 2 for $1.
All right, we have to stop.
And this is
I got to go to a fucking meeting.
And I say fuck that place on 23rd. Donut
Factory.
What is it?
Donut.
Dude, it just sucks.
That creme brulee donut is bananas.
It's okay.
Nah, it's bananas.
You gotta go to Donut Pub, man. You got Donut Pub is the way to go.
What do you get?
It's just, here's the thing, ready? all the donuts, like, you'll get the same style donut. They don't look the same because they're made by a real person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go to, like, Dunkin' Donuts, every donut looks the same.
And they're cake donuts. Mm. Not yeah. the fucking Ooh. Hair donuts.
Okay.
Cake donuts.
Oh, you want to know what's dope? You want to be a fat fuck, dude? Just go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I have no choice.
Get a cake donut, right? Uh-huh. Like, just an old-fashioned. Yeah. Throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds. Put a scoop of ice cream on top. Yeah. Change okay. your fucking world.
Really? Yeah.
Change your fucking world.
I can't wait till you, I can't wait till you come back, Louis.
I don't give a shit.
I can't wait till you come back to Fatville.
I don't give a shit.
I can't wait.
I think the girls like me more when I'm fat.
That's not true.
Because you're happier.
Girls are more forgiving.
They are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for some reason when I put on a little weight, I get more attention from the ladies.
That's not true because you're more intimidating now and you have more confidence. So you roll in like a dick. They're afraid to talk to you. Mm-hmm. When you're chubby, they're like, oh, I can talk. It's like me with a chubby chick. I walk in, hey, what's up? Oh, fucking, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm chubby right now.
That's why I like a chick.
I have to do a show, a TV show with my shirt off.
When?
The third or the second?
You're fucked.
Yeah, Gaffigan show.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what you got to... Dude, when I did Marin, they were like, take your shirt off. I did Louis. He was
for
like,
the podcast.
Take your shirt off. Anytime you're fat...
Louis Katz's podcast.
Anytime you're fat, they want your shirt off. It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's comical.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
And I begged them on Marin. I was like, do you think... Maybe I'll wear a T-shirt. You know what I mean? They're like, nah.
Well, here's the thing. It's funnier. The scene's funnier without my shirt on.
Yeah, of course.
Are you going to try to diet a little before?
I have been, but today I fucked up. I had a couple little chocolates with my son.
You mean when you want malts and fucking donuts?
Dude, I'm going to Donut Pub after this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You have a scene to do. I'm going to try to help you.
What?
You're going to go to the meeting with me.
I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm not going to be in good enough shape for it to really make a difference in a week.
We know.
But yeah, you could do like a if you did a detox, you could lose like...
Yeah, but not where it's going to look good with my shirt off. I think I'm better a little plumper. Like, otherwise, instead, I look deflated.
Mm-hmm. No.
Melted.
Unless I'm shredded. Exactly. I look melted. Yeah. I'd rather be a little more, like, big, like, distended that stomach.
I just tell you, that is the most crazy attic thing I've ever heard. And that's coming from me. You're literally saying, I'd rather get fatter for this than try to lose weight.
Because I'm not going
to
be able to. I won't have the abs that I could have, but it would take me 2 or 3 months.
So who are you playing? Right.
I'm playing myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
With your shirt
Let me
off?
See what you got.
No.
Why?
You'll see it on the show.
Is it that bad?
It's brutal right
Let
now.
Let me just see.
No.
We won't even put the cameras on.
No.
Turn the cameras
see,
on.
I think guys who are like 10, 20 pounds overweight are hotter.
Agreed.
I think
yeah, but you were morbidly obese by the time you were 14 years old.
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it. I was going to say, of course you do. But no,
well, also I'm from Philly. Every guy's 20 pounds overweight, at least.
Philly guys are always chubby.
But yeah, girls like a guy that, you know what it is, though?
What'd you say?
I'm from Philly and I'm skinny.
Yeah, but your personality is shitty and chubby.
Yeah, you have AIDS.
Back to Lewis's George Zimmerman body.
I'll tell you right now, that's why I like fucking fat chicks sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I like to feel like the hot one.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Does that make you mad?
No, I just think that's really like funny.
No, but I think that's why physical. I think that's why
isn't
girls
isn't that what
like,
you're saying too?
No, I just like to hold on to something.
Yeah, but don't you like a bigger guy because you don't have to worry about...
No.
Really? So
I'm still going to worry about that shit.
So you would if a guy was shredded, abs, gorgeous...
Wouldn't even fuck
and
him.
He was like,
I probably couldn't fuck him.
But no, but if he was like, I like you, let's get naked, would you feel fucked up?
I would be like, stop, who's playing a prank on me? Get away from me.
No, but take all that out. You're in Aruba. You're fucking going back to your hotel. It's late from the casino. And this smoking hot guy. Abs,
why am I you in this scenario?
Yeah, you got a hoagie in one hand.
You got a Haagen-Dazs in the other.
I just left the casino.
So you're going back to the...
Feel all hot and bothered. Now
you're smoking a fucking stoke.
But you've... You know, and the guy walking, like, hey, I really like you. I know your comedy. I'm a big fan. He's like, wants to go back to your room. You wind up getting naked. Would you feel fucked up? Or if it was a guy like me that did it, wouldn't you feel, I mean, I'd be honest, if it was a smoking hot chick that wanted to get naked with me, I'd feel crazy. I'd be like, ugh, I'm all right. I'd leave my shirt on.
Well, let's not go crazy. I'm just saying once in a while, I like to fucking feel like I'm doing a favor to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
why I
laugh,
because I knew that was the answer. Not because
I don't prefer a fat chick. I'm just saying I will give it to them, so I fuck. It's like charity.
Karma.
Charity.
Yeah, I'm gonna get something back from God.
It's a random act of kindness.
If the guy's dumb, I could fuck him. If he's really dumb, if I think
why?
I'm smarter than him,
so you can fuck everybody in this room.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I like
except for
sex.
You, Damien. I'm sorry.
So here's the
Damien's on his phone. What?
I
what show am I on? Can't leave early either, you fuck.
I'm here. We all in. We're clocking out. We all clock out.
I think that like a guy, like I fucked a guy for a while who I used to call Marky Mark because he looks like Mark Wahlberg, and yeah. I was, and he's from Boston, and
not
he
Scopo?
Was super. No, he was like very. But the only reason I could do it is like the night I met him, he was so dumb. I was like, oh, this guy's so dumb. I don't fucking care.
That's
what
me.
He thinks about my body.
Don't girls like it when guys are dumb because they fuck better?
I fucking hate
yeah.
it.
Okay. I don't like talking to him. Like I kicked him. Like I kick him out every time he comes over. Mm-hmm. But
you're right.
Isn't
there?
That?
We're talking to the mic. What? I
mean, I'm 170 pounds and I'm scared to take my shirt off when I have sex.
Why?
I feel like I'm a little
He's
fat,
very pale.
Like the stomach.
Really?
I feel like he's got a lot of back knee.
No. Mm. Well, and I sweat, so I don't want to like drip off. All
right.
Yeah, but skinny people that sweat is like hot. Fat people that sweating is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see a fat guy sweat, it's like you feel like it's Typical. Some food they ate coming out of them.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with like eating. Like you watch if it's a, like an in shape dude just fucking eating some Doritos, it's like, I could be in a commercial. That's great. You right. see a fat guy eating Doritos, I look at him like, dude, what the fuck are you putting
it's
in your
sad.
Face right now? It's really sad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I hate when guys are like, I love girls that drink whiskey and eat. And fuck you. Yeah, no, you don't, because like they look like this. They look like me. Like, yeah, I can
Psoriasis?
Throw back. Shut the fuck up.
Babbitt, listen. First of all. I think you're pretty as shit.
Yeah, I'd fuck, Pegs.
I think
you're hot.
Yeah.
You're very down on yourself.
Thank you. I hate compliments so much.
It's the Philly in you.
I mean, look, I'd fuck Lauren first, but if she didn't fuck me, I'd go to you. No,
but I'd fuck Lauren first out of all of you, so.
I'd fuck you too, Peg.
No, you're cute as shit.
I'd peg the peg.
Yeah. No, I'd be pegging you. That's what pegging
Ooh.
Is. Yeah. Pegging
what?
Is Hold when on. A girl pegs a guy. Yeah. I found that out, and
like
I was like,
"Finger on the butt?
You'd fuck Lewis?
No, no you strap on. It's a full-on dick.
That's called a peg.
Yeah, I don't know, but it made me hard a little bit.
You can peg. You can peg. I can peg a chick.
When she did this,
yes, yeah.
She put that fucking.
Wait, you were talking about this on the last week, yeah, and you yeah. and someone was like, "Why would a girl want? It's not. I don't. I like to be dominated in bed. Like I don't. I because I'm a dominant person
yeah.
outside of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is something sexy about like. Fucking something. I think that's why I want to fuck a girl because I'm like, yeah, fucking something sounds good.
So you'd put if you came into my house and I was like, well, we did a gig together. Say I took you on the road with me and you
wait. I'm out.
Hang on, I'm gonna get fucked in the ass. And it's not gonna
Scopo
be.
Scopo will fuck you in the ass.
I'll fuck you in the ass, dude. All right,
but that's gay. This is experimental.
Mm-hmm. You wanna fuck me in the ass?
And that what?
Okay, all right. Throw it out there. All right.
I would never put my dick in your ass. Mm. Oh, it would just make my.
He doesn't have enough dick to get to the cheeks.
Can I do my joke? It was my joke. I was setting up for you. Fuck.
Sorry.
Step on my joke.
Do it again.
You want to fuck me in the ass?
I would never fuck you in the ass.
Why?
Because my dick would get lost.
Nah. Bobby. 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 Bobby.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Oh God. All right. Listen.
So you would fuck Bobby? You didn't finish the question.
Would you? If I was like, hey, I got this strap on.
Wait a minute. Is she hosting or featuring?
Yeah.
Huh?
Is she hosting or featuring?
How much money am I getting?
Featuring.
Okay. Guest spots.
I'm not letting a host fuck me in the ass. So and I was like, hey, would you? Hey.
Are you married still?
No.
Okay.
You're doing a quick 7 on the show, but he's going to put in a good word.
No, you're
for
doing
you
20. You're doing 20. You're doing 20. We're torn. And I was like, hey, let's. What do you
think
of this?
Why not?
I don't think.
Why not?
Stop. Shut up, Lewis. Relax. Let me fucking let her talk.
He seems nice. He doesn't seem like you and Dave. The night that I broke up with a guy.
Yeah.
That night, you and Dave got real high, and I was literally sleeping on Rebecca's couch, and they're like. Do you want us to fuck you? Is that gonna make you I was like, that sick sounds like the worst because you are the guys
being
that like
double teamed by me and Dave. That sounds like a fucking dream.
You would be looking
Peg.
At each other first of all. You'd be looking at each other. And
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
You gotta hope Dave's fucking you though.
They were so sincere. They thought that was gonna warm my heart up.
Yeah.
Like I was gonna be like, oh, thank you for doing that.
They would leave and be like, oh, we did a good thing.
Yeah, that was charity. And then I would just be like, ugh.
Listen. Go back. Listen, the sincerity of these two fucking idiots.
Smoking a bowl, just like.
Do you want us to DP you?
Will that make you feel better?
Nah, it's for you, though. It's for you.
It is. It is for the girl. Girls like that shit. Getting DP'd?
Oh, God. You're a fucking. You two are just dumb-dumbs.
What, me and Dave?
Oh, I love it.
Well, we've had a lot of girls throw it at us.
I did it too.
Yeah, well, you have a fucking show called Legion of Skanks. There's a certain kind of person that goes and watches that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've had a. Look, let's not get
awesome
carried away.
Fans.
Girls, let me say something. Girls like fucking
yeah, two
crazy
guys
shit.
At once.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That, sucking on one dude while getting fucked by the other. Please, Peg.
Yeah, somebody else, not you two.
Really, really, Peggy.
No, you're very hot. You're very hot. You're fine.
No, because I understand what she's saying. If it was a random couple guys, yeah. it could go away. If you guys did it, every time she showed up at the stand,
every
like,
Wednesday we have to see her.
She's gonna hear giggles every time she walks in a room.
You would, I'd be a guest on the Legion of Skanks the next week, and Big J would be
it.
Like, "Tell me all about it," and I'd be
yeah.
like, "No."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
she was feeling bad.
Have you ever done a threesome?
No.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Hey, Damon, you ever done a threesome?
No.
Not even with two chicks.
I think that's what it was implied.
No, it was about two dudes.
With you, it was two dudes.
Yeah, you and two dudes.
You and actually, you and two guys.
Would you do...
What?
Have you done a threesome with another guy?
Me and
guy?
Dave have double-teamed chicks together.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Definitely.
Yeah, I knew that.
I've done a bunch of them with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked it. It was cool. It was fun.
Did you look at them a lot?
Huh? I was jerking them off. Of course I was. No.
No, I told a story recently. Dave... he came on the girl's face before I had finished. I'm like, Dave, now I got to fuck a chick with your cum on her face.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's bad.
That's inconsiderate.
Yeah. It's
hot. That's a turn off.
Yeah, that's inconsiderate. Ooh, but at least he did it on her face and she didn't swallow it. And then you went to kiss her and then you smelled.
No, but I got to kiss her and then fucking have his jizz up against my face.
I'm sorry. Hang on one second. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No,
I make love.
No,
I didn't kiss her.
You didn't kiss her?
No, but then I had a jerk. I don't really come on girls' faces that often, but then I had to pull out and go over to her face and be like, look, I'll do it too. She's rubbed it into her face. She's a real whore.
She mixed jizz on her face? Yeah. Imagine if it like that did some type of weird thing and she got superhero powers from it.
She just made a baby that grew off of her face and me and Dave.
It's supposed to be really
talking about politics
and
MMA.
Yeah. Just an angry, smart baby. All right, listen.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot to think of. But I appreciate you. For wanting to, you would bang me in the butt.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But you wouldn't let me and Dave double team you, but you bang Bobby in the butt.
See, I would rather Peg Lewis. Because, he's like, you could just, dirty talk, call him a little slut, pull his hair and stuff.
I mean, I'd say the
really?
Same.
Dickhead?
Really?
Yeah, you can't pull his hair.
Yeah. Get a wig.
He pulls pubes, though. He never shaves them.
No, I shave them.
I think, maybe this is me not knowing Bobby that much, but I think you're better. I think you'd just be a nicer person. Like, you would, it would be on all
seven of
your podcasts.
Yeah, but I'd be way better in bed.
He'd periscope it.
You wouldn't be better than bed.
I'm way better in bed than you.
I guarantee you.
You're
not.
A fucking idiot.
I guarantee you're a fucking dumb person.
You can't even fucking walk up a ladder without smashing your head on a ceiling fan, you fuckhead.
Yeah, but
he wasn't pussy. Up there.
Yeah, but if you have that type of fucking depth perception, you just fucking start smashing your fucking teeth into her pussy.
I say Bobby's gonna be more gentle. You're down for the fuck.
Yeah, dude, I'm like Prince.
He's
you're like Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, because you're 5'6". Thanks, Damien. He laughed.
He didn't laugh.
He was a laugh.
Yeah, he's laughing.
That was a laugh.
He's trying to end this show. He wants to. It's not about fucking black issues and sports. This cocksucker clams up.
It ain't even that.
Shut the fuck up, you and your dumb whatever you have to be late for next. Cocksucker. Do I have to wear headphones? Yes. He didn't even want to put the headphones on.
It's some hot ass heavy. You got fucking corduroy on your headphones.
First of all, those are coolers.
They're
headphone coolers. And they don't feel hot.
Couch cushions.
No, they don't.
They're made out of Santa Claus hat material.
Thank you.
Ugh, you laughing at that one too?
Yeah.
I didn't laugh. I'm just agreeing.
It wasn't even a joke. It was a reality statement.
All right. Anyways, Keith Robinson just left me a voice message. I'm scared. Huh. It's not going to be good.
Bobby, I'm having another stroke.
That's mean,
what?
Dude.
I don't even understand why you'd even say that.
That's what? Mean.
That's terrible.
No, it might be that. You better check.
All right, Lewis, I'll peg you in the butt. That's
thanks,
fine.
Pegs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get you.
Well, listen, you, Peggy's.
If you survive a stroke, it's not mean to make fun of it.
What's that?
It's only if they die of the stroke
What's
you
that,
can't
Bubba?
Make fun of it.
This has been I just attempted suicide and now I'm gonna have to peg someone in the butt. This has been a real winner of a podcast for me.
I actually think it was very interesting. I thought you were pretty cool to be honest about that shit. Cause look, man, I always think about when somebody listening. Yeah, okay. So, whatever. But there's somebody out there that might go, oh, fuck, I think of that shit, too. Or I'm on that med, too. Or I've been down that road, too. Or I've been fucked up. That's going to go, thank God.
Yeah.
There's nothing better for me. And why comedy works for me is when I hear somebody say something that I thought but never revealed.
Yeah.
But I walked around with.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, somebody says it. And you're like, oh, I'm not alone. Oh, fuck, I feel better. That makes me feel better. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
So, fuck all that. That's great. I mean, you know, you know, you can't come to any of my barbecues because I don't know. I'm kidding. But no, I mean, even your psoriasis. I didn't know. I really thought it was poison ivy.
I forgot we also
I'll tell you this, though.
That.
I'm not even joking about that. Is that.
I'm not even joking about it. Seriously. Get it fixed.
It's disgusting.
But no, the fact that you talk about that, there's somebody out there that goes, fuck, I have that too. And she has it. And you talk, who gives a fuck?
You're
who cares?
A fan base.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
has
it.
You're building
that.
A fan base of depressed.
My wife has it a little bit.
Yeah,
she has a little bit of it. It's not like her father had it really bad. The older he got, and you know, my kid might get it too because it's hereditary.
Yeah, it's also stress related.
Yes, it's stress so related. Who gives a fuck? It's like all that shit to me is fucking interesting, and it's good because if someone can hear that shit, I mean, there's a black guy out there that just you know will never listen again because he's like, yeah, these motherfuckers are corny. Damien's right, and
no black people. Continue to listen.
They're not listening anyway.
We have like seven of them.
Dude, I got a lot of black fans.
Yeah.
Yeah?
They well, tell me.
They're black, white. But
well,
yeah.
No, like, they're putting shoe polish on their face, Bobby.
What?
That's just inappropriate.
No, you didn't laugh at that one.
Nah.
His fans are racist, I'm saying. That's not me being racist.
No, my fans aren't racist.
I'm supporting blacks with my Caucasian shirt.
Anyways. Yeah. What's in the chat room, Deeps?
A couple of things. Joseph Felix says Lewis would be the worst poker player in history because you can see and sense every emotion of his.
You are very emotional.
Thank you. Sure. Tom chatted him. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Later.
Done.
Yeah. Well, we don't. He heard you. You
He's
just
listening.
Said it. He's listening.
Thank you.
No, the camera. Right there. No. In the microphone, dum-dum. What else you
Thank
got?
Thank you so much.
No, he's listening.
Xenovox says, Lauren is so pretty. Good Lord.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, she really is.
She's hot today.
Thanks, guys.
She's all right.
No, she looked hot at the fucking live show.
Yeah, at the live
good
show.
At the live
she
show.
Looks,
I mean, I'm not even kidding. If
she looked
she,
good.
If I would have been alone with Lauren at the live show, whew.
She would have happened.
No, it would have happened.
Yeah. Taking it.
Bobby drove me home like a gentleman.
Yeah, I bet he did. Yeah.
He
fucking put his fat sausage
right
fingers
car.
In between your legs.
I don't. Ever since she told me she has a huge vagina, I don't want it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Who has a huge vagina?
She does.
How do you know you have a
She
huge...
said it.
I said it.
She keeps all the podcast
so
equipment
need,
in
so
it.
So you need like a big dick?
Yeah, like a really big dick.
See,
really?
I'm the opposite. I can't handle a big dick.
Check, yeah. please.
See, that turned like I like that.
No, it's actually a problem. People always get... But it's a problem. I can't... Like, I can't fuck a big dick person. It hurts.
What's the biggest you've ever had?
I don't know. I didn't measure it, and I've never measured my pussy.
Ballpark it.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Pour this water.
You know, like
your
a ballpark
pussy.
Sausage.
Yeah. Stick this bottle up there.
Yeah. See how much water you can put in.
Lauren, how big do you need?
I don't know.
Give me inches and thickness.
An answer.
Maybe like a banana.
Open your mouth.
What? You need a banana-sized dick?
Like that?
Oh no.
A plantain
that's
or a banana.
That's I don't know. I'm on a drought. Things might have tightened up a little bit.
That doesn't work like that.
Damn, my dick. Yeah.
It doesn't.
I love that she just explained how vaginas really work. She thinks her clit grows back.
No, you can do Kegels to tighten
Kegels,
up your pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a Kegel machine?
I'm doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't need a machine.
Are you really doing Kegels right now?
Yeah, I can do it right now.
I'm doing that with my asshole.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, don't look at my vagina. Scuba just lasered down.
She's doing Kegels right now.
What else you got?
Someone else in chat says, I would fuck the depression out of Peggy.
Oh.
Thank you.
How many times have you heard that?
Well, I have a joke about it that a one night stands cures depression. So afterwards, a lot of guys are like, hey, you wanna? I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah,
when was the last time you had a one night stand?
2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Really?
Nice. I love one night stands.
Is it a comic or a civilian?
Civilian.
Really? So his house or yours?
His.
White guy, black guy.
Puerto Rican.
Whoa. Right in between. Boom.
Nice.
You're in there, Lewis.
Wow.
What's up, Peg?
I want to hear more about Lauren's Lincoln Tunnel of a vagina.
Damien, come back.
I'm right here. I'm listening.
He'd be trying to roll out of the room slowly.
I've never had a worse fucking guest than him.
No, my bad. I'm
literally.
I'm here.
Really. If I wanted someone shitty, I would have got my friends like Keith or Colin to be on the show. If you wanted somebody to sit back and not talk.
No, I'm listening.
I know, you're supposed to be talking and participating.
Go ahead.
He's hot.
Hey, he said, go ahead.
Keep going.
Oh, okay. What do you need? Fuck off. All right, let's wrap this fucker up. Anything else in the chat room?
William D. says, Bobby should do a one-on-one with Lewis.
No.
A lot of Lewis fans.
We did one a while ago. You tried to make me cry.
I did.
Oh, I thought that was like a fucking thing. Oh,
I'm gonna do. I'm actually doing a podcast in my new little thing up in my house. Comedians and cigars. Where we smoke a stogie and then talk about shit. You want to do it?
I'll do it. Let's do it.
You smoke cigars?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. What do you got, dude? What's going on with you?
I have a podcast called the Center City Comedy Podcast.
It's a great podcast.
We were on like a year ago, and we got a lot of listeners from this.
Good, so, man. Yeah, that was cool. That's why I love that. I love when my listeners go to the people on the show. You got a great show. I've listened to it.
Thanks, man.
I love all you guys.
Name
on
two
it.
Other people on it, Bobby.
Henry Foley.
No, dude, I know all those fucking guys.
He knows them in face.
My favorite name in the world. Chavone.
There you go. Yeah. Andrew Chavone. Yeah.
He's one of my favorite names in the world. And he's an adorable guy. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I do. We were
going to name one other one.
We were thinking about he did it. You did Foley.
He did.
You know, everyone else said the fucking names.
No one said Chavone.
Yeah.
He said Foley.
He
I said Chavone.
He got one.
Yeah.
And it's Kevin Ryan and Derek Gaines.
And then there's the black guy.
The other ones. We switched black guys.
Oh, you did? Who's the new black guy?
Derek Gaines is our new black guy.
Who was the old black guy?
Reggie Conquest.
Oh, I thought it was you.
You definitely upgraded.
Yeah, you went.
Yeah, Reggie just was always late.
Wow. Maybe you should get rid of the black guy on the show.
All right, so what else you got?
That's it, man. I don't really got a lot going on.
Really?
No, I mean, you know, I'm performing all over, but like nothing, you know, just
That's
shows
great.
And stuff, you know, trying.
That's great. And you're living here now with the other guys?
Oh, yeah, I've been here for a few years now. I have a monthly at the Standing Room. That's the next one is June 16th.
Now, do you have to stand
Thursday
when you
9:30.
Watch that show?
No, they have seats.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. You've never been in the Standing Room?
I actually have been to there.
Okay.
We did something else there, yeah. But I like that place. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Cool. All right, man. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for
having
me.
Come back on again. I want to have all you Philly boys back on.
Be cool.
We'll do that. You come on, too.
Yeah, a couple no-name.
Me?
Hey, Peg.
Not you.
Not
you.
Like that.
What do you got besides fucking...
Somewhere to go.
You're the worst.
Nah, dude,
really,
I
you're
always
the worst.
Have a good time.
But you're the worst. You were the same way last time.
No, I wasn't. No, this is the first time I've ever had to be anywhere.
Did you have to leave?
I'm about to break out. I didn't know.
Never again.
I didn't know it was gonna be. Nah, I would love to come back.
They're not coming back. Right. You fucking showed up late, right. And you want to leave.
Well,
you literally
promote before I leave.
Listen, you're fucking on your phone the whole fucking time.
No, I'm here. No, I'm here. Let me tell you. The reason I was late early is because I had fucking food poisoning.
Then you got a slice of pizza.
Yeah, because I needed to settle my stomach.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna argue with you because you're very smooth.
And thank you, brother. I appreciate
you
that.
You talk very cool.
Thank you.
And it makes me like you.
Hilarious.
It makes me really like you. But you know what? Fuck you, dude. Very disrespectful.
No, I was here. I was here.
You
I
were not.
Was
no,
a little
Lewis
distracted
was.
Towards the
thank
end.
God for. And I never Lewis. Thought I'd say this in my life.
Okay.
Thank God for Lewis Gomez.
Holding it
Lewis
down.
Yeah, I know.
He definitely held it down. I'm gonna give it to him.
But if you know what. Like they all added their things. Very present, very honest.
Hold on.
Opened up to the point where it was uncomfortable, but she still did it.
Fucking gross skin.
It was good.
Effeminate, huge pussy. Come on, what did you add?
I asked at least three exploratory questions that took us down the road on some things. I definitely thank you. I set up a few
three exploratory questions.
He was the compass of the show.
All right. What do you got, man?
I got a
what
podcast
do you got besides
called
a fucking...
In the Conversation.
Yeah, well, who's that with yourself?
Which he was not on this show.
Yeah, it was me, Vladimir Kabaya, my man Ali Muhammad, and then...
What the fuck is it? In the Taliban? What's
Nah.
What do you do this?
It was
in
Muslim
Dubai?
Before 9/11.
They should call it Everybody But White Guys.
It's a good show, though. It's a
called
good
America
show.
America Stinks.
Nah. But In the Conversation, please listen to that.
Yeah, and listen then, to it. Cool. Sounds fucking wonderful. Cocksucker. But you don't talk. I bet you're not on your phone on your show.
I'm just listening.
Listen,
man. I got my phone is on airplane right now. I just kept looking at the time.
I'm gonna fucking throw it out the window. It's
my
gonna
phone
be an airplane.
I was just trying to be somewhere.
Man, what are you gonna do? Give me the bomb.
Give
I'll take
the bomb
it.
Dana.
I don't know where
give
it is. It
was
ridiculous.
It's never too late.
What? I'm gonna make his phone an airplane.
That was a really not him.
No,
I'm sorry.
All right,
I don't know what was happening.
All right, so what else you got?
Comedy Knockout Thursdays 10:30 on True TV.
Where's that?
That's on True TV
show.
What is that?
I got a. It's a.
That's why he doesn't have to talk.
We
on this podcast.
We'd love for you to have.
What are you doing?
I'll do it.
It's like a panel.
He's talking to me.
Oh, sorry.
It's a panel show, like a competition show.
Who's on it?
Norton's been on there.
No, but who's on the show with you?
That's just, I'm just the host.
You're the host.
I'm hosting.
Dude, I would love to do it.
Come through.
We I would. Make it happen. I love True TV.
Wait, why'd you say you booked him like it's your bar show? Dude, come through anytime. Yeah, it's a TV show.
Can I tell you why? Because he can go back to his people and go, oh, Robert Kelly wants to. Oh, they're cool. If he goes back to his people and says, Lewis, they'd be like, who?
The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake? You tell them that I want to be on the goddamn show.
Puerto Rican
I'll knock people the fuck out on Comedy Knockout. Do we actually fight them?
You can if you want to take it to that next level.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I would love to be on the show. And True TV, how long has the show been on?
Came on, started April 21st.
That's great. They're look, Maureen Tarrant just
21 days after my birthday.
Maureen Tarrant just went over there. Yeah. She's fucking unbelievable.
Right.
And now they're really trying to put some really good content. They're trying to really kick it up.
They're going
over there.
For it. They're going for it.
Yeah, good for you, man.
I've seen your face all over the city, too. They got a good marketing campaign.
Yeah, that's
been
cool.
All over the subways.
That's cool. Denzel Washington.
All right, so is that it?
That's it. I mean, follow
me. That's a lot.
Yeah, follow me at D-Lemon Comedy. I'm on the road a little bit, too.
All right, good, man.
But, yeah, that's the top line. Buddy.
Thanks for coming on. And,
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Kind of being here. Next time, just do your plugs. Mail them in. I'll just say them at the end.
Nah, wait, come on,
cocksucker.
Come on.
Next time you come up, I'm patting you down for your phone. You got to be early.
Why you got to pat me down? I can't just give away my... I could have just gave you the phone. Why I got to be a pat down?
You got to get on your stomach, put your hands behind your back.
And then I'm going to fuck you with a... No, kidding. Listen. What do you got, Louie?
Go to GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out my show. Don't be a fucking asshole.
Why?
You're not going to snore through everyone else's fucking plugs.
Yeah, because it wasn't funny. It was 1, 2, and then you did it.
It's comedy power threes.
I know. Yeah, it was 3. And it was good.
I got it.
If I did it to her, we've given her enough shit. I don't want to fucking...
hurt her feelings.
Well, no, it's just...
Oh, fuck you. I am.
Fuck with her effervescence.
I love that she goes... I love you say something mean. And she goes, I'm fucking sensitive.
She gets sensitive.
Yeah, she's going to stab you and then jump off a bridge. I'm a fucking cocksucker. I'll cut your throat.
Guys, check out my show.
You get the same anger as me. Yeah. You get that fucking Irish, fuck you, I'll kill you. But I'll love you at the end and feel terrible. Go ahead. What else you got?
Check out my show on SiriusXM with Michael Bisping, who's fighting
great
for the title.
Show.
Yeah.
Fighting
Countdown.
For the title.
SiriusXM, Rush 93, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Who's he fighting for the title?
Luke Rockhold, middle
now,
of the title.
Are you going to have to lie to him and say, dude, I think he can do it?
No, I mean, I already have been. No, dude, I'm telling you right
buddy,
now.
Buddy,
buddy. I'll tell you buddy. Shit off air. Dude, I'm telling you right now.
Buddy.
He's a plus 700 underdog. I'm putting $100 on him.
I know you fucked me. I know you fucked me.
What?
The last time.
Oh, yeah, with Diaz?
You fucked
I didn't fuck
me.
You. My boss fucked you.
No. You fucked me.
No, my boss fucked
you. No, I'm going to tell you. That
No.
I'm gonna throw it.
No. Don't do it.
It's a fucking pencil, you faggot.
We still don't want to break the thing.
Listen, you said he.
He just fucking throws it. It lands right in my eye.
You said, make a bet. I said, dude, make this bet. Put this much money on. You said, are you sure? I said, yes. And then exactly what I said happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got fucked too. Big J got fucked.
I don't think anybody got fucked.
We all got fucked.
I think they made the bet and you took all
the
fucking money.
I kept the money.
Yes. That's what you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I would never do that.
Yes, you would.
I would not
do
that.
Why wouldn't you?
Because why would
all
I do
that? All of a
sudden,
James got a bike.
He does have a bike. He's fucking crushing it on his bike, dude.
He's got a bike, and you got new shirts and hats, and you're not worried or nervous anymore about money.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The $400 I would have made off you
would have helped you out up where you live.
Really, like, 3 months rent in Harlem.
That's like being in Guatemala. All right, so.
Countdown SiriusXM, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out Legion of Skanks. Yeah. Going to once a week, officially off the Kumia Network, starting on my own network.
Oh, it's done.
Done. We're on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Because we had to fucking leave. It didn't make sense anymore.
Give that to Lewis.
What? What
I
is it?
I want you to read that at the end.
Okay.
Okay, what else?
Also, the Real Ass Podcast on the Gas Digital Network as well. Guys, if you guys want to go check out the Gas Digital Network, it's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Check out all the other shows that are on the network. Got a bunch of headlining stuff coming up, too. Me and Dave Smith are doing a tour in mid-July. We're going to be all over, everywhere from St. Louis to Chicago to Nashville, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
We're doing something June 30th.
Skankfest.
That's what I was going to promote.
Okay.
Skankfest is going to be June 18th and June 19th. Bob, now you're looking at your phone.
I just got a text from Esty, and I get nervous.
Am I back in?
No, not yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, thanks, bud. June 18th and June 19th from the Creek in the Cave and the Standing Room. It's a 2-day long, all-day comedy festival. Robert Kelly's headlining on Sunday night. What?
When is it?
Dude, if you fucking...
When is it? When is it?
The 19th.
Dude, if you pull out right now, I'm not even kidding you, I will fuck you up in front of
you
your people.
You sound like my wife. Listen. First of all, you're not going to fuck me up.
I'll fuck you up.
No, you won't.
I could fuck you up.
You won't. You would not
June
18th
and June 19th, creeklic.com. Grab tickets. Robert Kelly, Ari Shaffir, Sal Vulcano, Michael Che, Ron Bennington is going to be doing
Father's
comedy.
That's Father's Day.
Yeah, no shit. You said yes already. It's too late. You're going.
Dude, it's my first Father's Day.
No, it's not. It's your third Father's Day.
And your kid's gonna be sleeping. The first one where he can acknowledge it. He actually made me this awesome thing in his school and his little handprints, and it says Happy Father's Day, and he gave it to me. I almost fucking... Dude,
adorable.
I don't give a fuck. I teared. I'm tearing up right now.
Yeah. That's sweat. Bubby's eyes are sweating.
I just unplugged something. All right. Are you done with your monster plugs? Damien's back away from the mic again.
Nah, you know what? It's very tight right here, so I like to pull back unless I'm...
I'll do some more monster plugs.
We're done. Don't you have a website?
Gomezcomedy.com.
Okay, there. He's got a ton of shit. Jesus Christ. You think you'd be more famous than you are. What do you got, Peggy Sue?
Hard, Lonely, and Vicious on Cape Comedy Radio. It's my podcast. About dating and gender roles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have guests on?
Yeah, you should come on.
I will come on. I love the Creek. I love Rebecca, and I love what they did over there. And Cave Radio was great too. What? Are you off Cave Radio too?
Yeah.
Are you not going to record there?
No, we're still recording there. Every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, Legion of Sanks, 9 p.m.
That's the way we make money from it anyway.
Yeah.
So. Well, look, man, she's. I love that, what she's doing.
The fucking tacos there?
But it's upstairs, it's downstairs, and it's creativity. If it wasn't for her, I don't think we would see the funny that has happened in New York City in the last 8 years.
She's a patron.
I really believe that because the clubs did not give the opportunity to the guys right now that are just popping the fuck off and the next generation. If it wasn't for Creek in the Cave and the ability to just go the fuck up and do your shit, have a good time, go to the bar, have some food and feel like a fucking human being and let them fail and succeed, you would not have...
Yeah, she created the fucking,
so
the young comic.
All these fucking managers and agents making money should thank Rebecca.
Yeah.
Because it's like an incubator for funny. Yeah. Like everything from podcasts to stand-up to fucking, you know, and the comics fucking go there, they eat, they drink.
It's a fucking great,
If you're visiting New York and you want to just experience the other side of comedy, because obviously the Cellar's great and the Stand is great and all these clubs are great.
New York Comedy Club is fucking
fucking dope right now.
I just went over there. It was amazing. They're doing a great job.
But if you want to see the other side, which is like fucking real deal next generation comics, if you go there on a Friday night and have some tacos, have some beers, you can get like $2 beers and like, you know, $3 tacos and just watch some great comedy. And Rebecca's the shit.
Yep, really. What else you got, baby?
And the live show of it, Hard, Lonely, and Vicious, is the second Saturday of every month at the Creek. And then tonight, Creek Cave Live, if you want to come to the Creek. I host Creek Cave Live every...
What time is that show?
Friday at 10. Oh, why? What are you doing?
Because I'm on an earlier show.
I'll stop by, maybe.
Come
over. Bro, stop trying to fucking steal my seat. She was about to give me a spot.
I might stop over.
Come over.
He's not coming.
You'd be so excited.
No, I gotta do a spot here.
Next one's June 24th and 25th.
All right.
You can do 25.
Double.
All right. Do whatever you want.
He's on. Stop trying to take his steam away from Skankfest. He's not doing the Creek any other time except this one time, June 19th.
Mm-hmm. It's Father's Day.
Skankfest on Father's Day. You guys can check
bring
it out.
Him
you might see me bartending.
All right, what do you got? What do you got, dude?
You're gonna be on a show.
Oh, what's up, buddy?
I have a podcast. It's called the You're on the Clock Podcast. Scobo did it with me one day, a couple weeks ago. Strictly football. So if you guys are sports fans, check that out and go to OnTheClockPodcast.com.
But it's European football.
All right. Don't we have an ad to read?
No, just
that. Where's that new ad? Did you get the new ad?
Just that.
Where's the new ad we just got?
I talked to Rob.
Okay.
He said just the premium.
Okay. Scopo, what do you got besides a big ass and a shitty disposition?
And a dad who's a pussy, apparently, that he can just beat up.
If you're
listening, almost, hang on.
I'm here. No, I'm in. I'm committed.
I got to go, too, actually.
I'm committed.
All right, we're wrapping up.
No, I'm in it.
We're wrapping it up as we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We got him, and me, and then we're done.
That's 30
seconds.
The room.
Now, what is it? With
30 seconds. We're good.
It's one show, no show.
Do it.
If you're listening live this Wednesday, come to the New York Comedy Club 9:30 show. Bobby was supposed to be on it, but then he had to cancel. Hey. So
what happened?
You said you can't do it.
When?
Wednesday.
You get Max's thing.
Oh, it's parent night at school. Yeah.
He's in school?
He's 3 years old.
He's in school. We have him in school, yeah. And he's going to camp.
That was a fucking, made up fucking Max's thing. And he's admitted it right now.
Come Wednesday night. He's going to Elmwood. We got to go to parent night.
I have my show Wednesday night, Bobby.
Elmwood, yeah, right behind us.
We promoted you and everything.
Harry Potter thing.
What?
We're on the lineup.
He's in wizarding school?
Dude, I look, man, my kid's in a good school. Yeah, he's in a good school.
What?
And he's going to camp all summer, too, at that school. It's like Hogwarts, too. It's crazy.
They teach you magic.
Dude,
plays Quidditch.
You're going to make it.
My kid's at 90 percentile right now.
Look at that.
So, do your thing, though. Listen.
Dude, I hope on your barbecue, my kid beats up your kid.
It's not going to happen.
No, my kid's kind of a pussy. He got bullied.
Yeah, my kid's...
Some kid kicked him the other day. James comes up to me. He's like, he kicked me. He's a jerk. And I was like, if somebody kicks you, you kick him back. And then the kid, if his father was there, I was going to fucking be like, yeah, dude, your kid kicks my kid again. I'm going to smash your face into the ground in front of your kid.
Why? You can't do that, buddy.
No, I would have.
No, but you can't because.
I would have.
Can I say something?
Guys, I have a show Wednesday at the New York Comedy Club.
There you go.
Buddy, you can't fucking. The kid who's kicking is a kid. They don't know yet. If he's 12, okay. But if he's 4, he doesn't know.
What do children have to do with Lewis being a sociopath?
Right.
It's not. Who are you again?
Tom Cassidy. Okay. Cassidy Comedy.
Hey.
Off the Twitter.
Sorry. All right. What else? What do you got, sweetie?
At Lauren Kubera.
Besides pussy.
B cups and a huge pussy.
And I brought my B game.
Besides a gaping twat.
And some of your dates.
What the fuck, dude? Why would you?
Said it.
All right, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, what
else? Imagine bats hanging upside down in Lauren's pussy.
Her pussy looks like the inside of a cave.
It's like the same joke I just said.
You can hear the same noise.
Lauren!
So you know
Lauren,
someone messaged Lauren. Me on Facebook. It was like, sorry, on YKWD, so what's up with your pussy?
Just hear bats flying.
That also sounds like someone fucking somebody. Yeah. It's gross.
Is it? Ugh. I don't like any noise when I fuck coming out of vagina.
Ew.
I don't like that. I don't like any noise.
Oh, I like when the
squish.
But you like a sloppy BJ?
Like that, yeah.
I like that, yeah. No, it's
like just the sound of slimy pussy on your dick. It's great.
Yeah. I don't want to hear how fucking.
You don't like this?
No. Because I always feel like my fucking stomach is making that sound on her ass.
How do you not. I know. My stomach literally. Remember Patrice's joke? What was it when the chick got on top and he had the fuck. What was that?
It's a lot.
I don't know.
Nice talking to you. All right, let's go.
God rest his soul.
What do you got, baby?
You can follow me at R2Deepu, and you can check out my awful bar show in Park Slope.
Right. Deepu.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah. Deepu, Jesus Christ. Deepu threw me on fucking Gnome's podcast.
Yeah.
Literally.
I thought we were going to save that for.
No, we're not saving it. We're going to fucking get it real quick.
Here we go. Okay.
One second. Deepu.
Can I set this up?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Gnome downstairs wanted me to work on some projects for him, and I asked for way too much money, and he got insulted. I thought he was going to, like, negotiate, and then he invites me on his podcast, and...
What a hilarious...
Ew,
what the fuck was that? It's
going to be all right.
Sounded like a squishy vagina.
It sounded like my vagina.
Would you swallow guy
juice? Peggy poisoned me.
No, I would have just slit your throat.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
She's very specific when she wants to kill Louis.
Did you take your meds today?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm happy.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
What's up?
I go on. So Gnome invites me on his podcast, and like I thought it was gonna. I thought like I don't know how it was gonna.
That's
go.
How you get in his podcast. Insult Gnome.
No, I didn't insult Gnome. I fucking ended up insulting Bobby because I got pushed in a corner. I fucking panicked. So I do. I want to publicly apologize for.
What did you say?
You say?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. I want to know how'd you insult
you
Bobby.
Well, at the end of it, Gnome was like, "Cause Gnome was like, so is this how you want? Is this how you fucking treat people?" And I was, and then I got fucking snippy. I was like, "Well, maybe this has something to do with how I'm treated upstairs."
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Like the inside of Lauren's vagina.
Jesus Christ. My God.
But I'm really sorry about that, Bob. We talked about it. I called you.
He called me. I give him credit. As soon as he did, he called me.
Oh, you knew you were going to hear it, though.
He called me up and he goes.
Liz told him already.
He called me up and he goes, look, I'm telling you right now, I did this. I was out of line. I fucked up. I was backed into a corner. Because I don't, I mean, you're treated well up here.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I treat you fucking great.
I was just trying to divert blame because I just, I was looking so fucking bad.
Now I keep everybody's
But
coming.
Hold on, was Noam just busting balls or he was legitimately offended?
Yeah, that's what Noam's known for, busting balls, having a good old time.
No, he's
yeah.
a ball buster, though.
No, it was like, I thought, first of all, I thought it was going to be like one-on-one, which is fucking crazy. But like, it was Dan
He thought he was doing a fucking interview with Noam.
he brought you out in front of a panel of Jews.
Hey, you just tried to fucking ass rape me over the coals for a job I was going to give you. Let's talk.
How much were you overcharging?
I asked for 6 times more than I should have asked.
Well,
hold on.
Thousands.
What was the job? He was setting up the video in the underground downstairs.
Village Underground Lounge upstairs.
Okay.
He was going to set He's already set up the video downstairs. Worked at an hourly rate, made money. They gave him a job. They liked him. They liked him from this job.
Yeah.
So they gave him a job over there. He accepted. He did it. He made some good money. They offered him, hey, we're going to do something upstairs at the lounge. Uh-huh. And we'll like to hook up a couple cameras, which the show would benefit from, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do more live podcasting from the upstairs, right? And he went in to negotiate like fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I just came to the rally.
And they literally slapped him. They were like, dude, what?
It's like, and you didn't get the gig now.
We love Deepu.
He's banned.
I'll do it for free.
You'll never work the cellar. It's over, dude.
Dude, I know.
But he threw Liz under the bus.
I mean, you were never going to work the cellar anyway.
No, I know. Hang on. No, that's not true. I know a couple things. That's not true. That's not true. True.
I like it.
Well,
like
now it is true because I fucked this up so bad.
Well, what he should do.
Wrong.
I'm with him.
Here's the deal. No might die. Like, there's possible.
I love how he Jewed the Jews. Very good job, my friend.
Well, what he did was, and then you said Liz did something?
I thought, like, because Liz and I had conversation about, like, oh, these other people want to do the job, and I thought that was a bluff. And it fucking.
So she was like, she accused Liz of lying in front of
Noam. Wait, you said it? You said she lied?
I thought she was bluffing me. I thought it was just like a negotiation.
Was it a poker game?
Saying you're lying to me.
This isn't
bluffing.
Fucking.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
It's not a negotiation like that, dude.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Who do you think you are?
I think I'm Steve Jobs. Apparently,
he really does.
No, well, it could have been.
I did. It's no
did
longer.
You feel you got lowballed the first time? Is that why you came back so aggressive?
Well, I mean, Noam was kind of joking sometimes about how I'm working for cheap. So I kind of
got offended.
The ego. His ego got fucked up. So he came in heavy. Okay, really, motherfucker.
He showed up in a full ISIS costume.
20 million.
Now, ironically, they've outsourced him. Indian joke, Bobby.
Boom. That was good.
I thought it was good. Why am I going to be dumb in your joke, too?
But yeah, when I walked out of that fucking recording, I needed a malt. I was fucking depressed.
What happened to the malt?
I needed a malt.
Callback.
There's no malts? There's no
I guarantee malts. Neither one of these guys wrote down needed a malt. Anyways.
But yeah, I'm really sorry,
you have
Bob.
To go anyways, fuckface. Yeah. All right, I accept your apology.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for being honest. So we'll move on. Hang on, read that.
You have to do your dates,
come
too.
Come on, do it your way, though. Do it your way. Get people to do it.
Let's see. Crumple it up.
Come on, let's go.
All right, guys. You know you love the show. YKWD Premium. We've got some exciting news here at Riotcast.com. About the You Know What Dude podcast. I can't look in the camera and read it, Bobby.
Yeah, that's why you're not in this
That's
business.
Impossible. How do you fucking do that?
I'll show you how. You want to
show teleprompter.
You look and then look up.
Look and then look up.
Yeah. First, we're excited to announce an exclusive YKWD app for both iOS and Android.
Oh my God. You're the dumbest fucking human being. Leave. Goodbye, Lewis. He said iOS.
No, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know what iOS
is. He's got his own app on iOS.
Shut the fuck up. Stop defending him.
He's throwing you under the bus. He owes you an apology.
Listen, real quick.
Bobby's dates are June 18th, House of Independence, Asbury, New Jersey. June 24th at the Brokerage. June 25th. I'll be with you, by the way. I got those dates. June 25th, McGuire's in Bohemia. And the first two, keep going down, Lauren. To the 8th, 7th, you're going to be at the Marriott Stella's Aruba.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I got some more dates coming down, a lot more dates coming down. I got some cool surprises happening. What's up, baby? What are you doing?
No, I'm just excited you're going to Philly.
Oh, you're going to come? Brand new club, by the way, in Philly.
I know, I was just going to say, what's the punchline?
Me and Peggy should come by.
I have like 55 family members.
Oh, the punchline's opening? Are you one of the first people?
Yes.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Where is it at?
It's fucking... I'm very excited.
I work at Helium, so.
Well, you can't come.
If you need a host or anything.
All right, cool. I'll fucking, you guys want to do it, just
I'm
get,
a great host.
It. All right, cool. I know.
I have a lot of energy.
Chris is like, don't try and take mine.
I'm kidding.
Peggy's going to get a fucking strap on it. She's going to be my middle. All right, what else we got? Anything else? That's it, right?
No, that's it.
All right, listen, you guys who listen to the show, there's thousands of people that view it on YouTube. Subscribe there, but do us a favor, okay? Go. Download the iOS app, not the iOS app. What the fuck? If you have an iPhone, get the YKWD app. If you have an Android, get the Android version. It's free. All 10 episodes of the latest 10 are always going to be free. But we have a new episode coming out, the one we did at PodFest, where we talk about the Chamber Boys, that girl Abby, Colin Quinn's on it, Dan Soda, Joe List, Louis J. Gomez, and the crew here. And it's going on the premium thing. All you have to do is sign up through the app. Or go to Riotcast, click on the premium button, sign up. It takes 2 seconds, and that's it. And it's $1.90, under $2 a month. That's it. You don't even know it comes out. $2 a month, you get all our premium content. And we're going to start doing live shows all the time. You're going to get a lot for your money, okay? So go sign up. We want to start making a little money here. Look, I'm not trying to be a millionaire, but I've done 350 episodes for nothing. You guys have donated a few here and there. I love you to death. But I want to start paying these people that come in and maybe start giving the comics a little money that show up, you know, to make it like a spot. Believe me, I'm not going to keep it all. I'm going to give it back to the guests and the people that helped me do this. I'm going to keep a lot of it. But listen, some of it, if I show up with a fucking Ferrari, dude. Fucking Fire Depot, just some fucking Indian guy that doesn't talk. But so make sure you go there. Sign up for the premium thing. You guys are the best fans ever. You guys supporting me the last couple weeks through all that fucking horse shit that people attack me. I love you to death. I fucking love you. Go Mites, I fucking love you too. All you psychopath fans from Creek and
yeah, they really did come out and protect us.
They're fucking great.
Got some really great tweets.
The fucking, yeah, they were fucking great.
Yeah, they were really good. Thank you.
And the Legion of Skanks, the fans are great, which I think are all my fans originally that just kind of left.
Yeah.
Because Lewis says, fuck YKWD, follow me. So, but thanks for coming back.
They came back for that one time. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are the best. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.